Make sure all equipment is off before doing any type of repairs. Think safety first. Hawkins Manufacturing in Holdridge. Check out their exciting videos and detailed pictures online at www.hawkinsmanufacturing.com. See what they have to offer.
Basic formation. They'll give it to Slough up the middle. He's got a big hole to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the end zone. Jordan Slough for a 26-yard touchdown.
The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
Bubak has it, first and 10 from the 43. He's in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. He throws it deep. It's fluttering in the air, and it's going to be caught down the sideline at the 5. Touchdown. Kozad right down the sideline with a 57-yard strike, and they connected with Jake Paulson, who just outran the defense.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championship from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Coons back to pass, has a pressure line to set up.
It's a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
30, 25, and he'll be drugged down at the 20-yard line by Mason Klingel.
It's Monday Night Football. It's on Westwood One. Tonight is the Washington Redskins and the San Francisco 49ers.
Jared Hartley to try to win it. Snap champion. Kick on the way.
Kick is live to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It is time for the third championship game of the 2013 football season. And tonight we go to Class B as the York Dukes make their first ever appearance at a state football championship game against Matt Terman and Omaha Scutt. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with Tyson Hvranek as we get ready for the stripes to come off the field that were put down for the 8-man games earlier today, Tyson, and 1-1 today, one good game and one that just wasn't very close.
Yeah, we had earlier action in the Class D1 state championship. That was a match between Exeter Milligan versus Hemingford, and a game that went right down to the wire. Several of emotional swings in that football game. Congratulations to the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves end up winning that football game. And then, of course, the D2, we go over at Fall City Sacred Heart, and they were able to just manhandle Stewart from the word go. Ends up winning that football game by the score of 63-14. So we saw both sides of the spectrum here. We're hoping to go back maybe a little bit towards that closer football game, get a little better one tonight, and all indications are, Doug, we should. This Omaha Scutt York one, this was one of those that I had circled at the beginning of the state championships when they all got that paired out after the semifinals. I said, boy, this one will be a fun one to watch, and so we're going to be in for a good football game this evening at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a couple, three good ones before the end of it. In fact, they could all be close the rest of the way out. You just don't know how it's going to play out, but what a story in the York Dukes. Obviously, bias here because I've known Coach Glenn Snodgrass at York since he played high school. I called his games at North Loop Scotia. We followed him at Concordia. Then, of course, the longtime head coach at Overton. He took his teams here to the state finals three different times, winning one of them. The two times they lost was against Howells Dodge. And then you've got Matt Terman here at Omaha Scutt. A lot of folks obviously remember him from back in the day, playing a little bit of quarterback for Nebraska. But to Omaha Scutt has only been to one final, and that's when they were – or two finals, excuse me. Yep. They were the champions in 2005, the runner-up in 2009, so that four-year cycle brings them back here in 2013. And I think it's pretty simple tonight, Tyson. York's got to hang on to the ball, and they've got to tackle if they want to beat Omaha Scutt. And the word here is, as we talk to the folks that have seen these teams numerous times, you know, Scutt, York can win this football game. Scutt, I would say, is the slight favorite. They're probably no better than Gretna and Ralston, the two teams that York has beaten in the quarters and semis.
Well, if Scutt is the favorite, they're only the favorite because of what they have been able to do on the other side of the football. That's their defense. Their defense comes into this football game only allowing opponents an average of 9 points a game. Their offense, as you said, not flashy. They score about 28 points a game. Very balanced offensively. We're going to see a very a trio of running backs here tonight between Brett LaMontoya, Dakota Krejci-Smith and Joe Dooley as well for the Omaha Skyhawks. As far as the York Dukes, of course, we know what they're going to do. They want to be putting the ball through the air, but they have a great balanced offense, an offense that has averaged 34 points a game. Lyndon Caleb, of course, throwing for over 2,000 yards on the season, 15 touchdown passes. Then Evan Neville, over 1,000-yard rusher, 25 touchdowns on the year as well. So the York Dukes have the flashy offense, but will they be able to find some holes in what has been a very good defense in the Omaha Skyhawks?
We're glad you're along with us. All six championship games can be heard on PlatteRiverPreps.com, the World Wide Web, and here on ESPN 1460 and 1550, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Doug Duda, Tyson Avronik, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, and we will be back with more, including a few words from the head coach at York, Glenn Snodgrass. He joined us last Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll hear a little bit of that, plus give you the starting lineup. Stay with us here on ESPN.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Well, last week after their state semifinal win, we got a chance to catch up with the head football coach at York, Glenn Snodgrass, and talk about the turnaround they've had. He's been there now for 3 years, made it into the playoffs last year, had the upset of the number one seed in Scott's Bluff before being knocked out in a close second-round contest. But remember, in 2009 and 2010, York didn't even win a football game. They had a 20-game losing streak snapped in Coach Snodgrass's first year in 2011, make it to the quarterfinals last year, and now they're playing for a state championship. Had a chance to catch up with Coach Snodgrass on the Doug and Daddy Show with myself and Jim Langan last week.
Well, it definitely starts with a great group of kids. I mean, we've got a fantastic senior class, you know, and then a great group of younger underclassmen to compliment them that have just been, you know, very extremely hardworking kids, dedicated, high character, you know, very, very intelligent kids on top of all that. So it's been just a very good group of players that we've had a chance to work with here in these 3 years. And, you know, I would also have to add that the assistant coaching staff that is here at York is just, you know, in my opinion, second to none. It's a very young staff that I've been able to work with here, and just energetic, and, you know, all of them have been at successful winning programs. So there's been a lot of things that have played into this, but as I said, the number one thing is a great group of young men we've had a chance to work with.
Yeah, Coach, this is Jim Langan. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, Jim.
Good. Hey, I was going to say, I ref the game real early, and I think you guys might have been 1-1. It would have been 2 years ago. You might have been 2-0, but you played Lexington, and I agree with you. One thing about it is I felt that the sideline demeanor on your sideline and the loyalty of your assistant coaches, and then the way that the players wanted to compete, they competed at a high level even at that time. They wanted to do things the correct way, and I think, you know, that's how you get the program started. So I got to see that right away early in that. And it was just like it was at Overton when you were there at Overton, the same type of sideline demeanor, and people took the game real serious. So hats off to you for getting the program going.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, I never would want to put down anything that was done here at York before I got here. But, you know, those kids were very, very hungry to learn, and they were very, very hungry for success, you know, on top of that. And so it was easy to get our point across to them, because they just ate up everything that we told them.
Glenn, I got a question as far as, is it the same were you able to use what you learned in high school at North Loop Scotia, what you learned a little bit even though you played hoops at Concordia, and what you had at Overton? Is it all the same kind of coaching, or have you had to tweak it a little bit at York?
Well, I've learned things. I've never been an assistant coach, actually, other than when I was with the Diesel for a little while there. But I've learned a little bit from a lot of different coaches, and I've also been very, very fortunate to be involved with very successful teams, you know, all throughout, ever since high school, you know, in high school. And I've given Coach Rod Edson a lot of credit, you know, at a lot of different places, and I really feel like I learned a lot from him, and I do, you know, maybe a lot of things that he did, you know. And so he definitely taught toughness, and he taught, you know, taught us how to always be prepared, taught us how to be great teammates. And I learned a lot from him, and just the toughness of the kids that I was able to play with back in those days. And we were able to win a state championship that year. You know, and again, a team that wasn't expected to do much, but the leadership and the camaraderie amongst the team was just, and to be quite honest with you, very similar to what I've got right now, you know, here at York, just great, great leadership. And in college, you know, I played on great teams, and at Overton, my years there were just unbelievable with the talent that we were able to work with and the assistant coaches that we had over the years. You know, Eric Ryan, as an assistant coach of mine over there for 12 years, who's still leading that team, you know, as an assistant coach. So I just have been very, very blessed to work with great people over the years and great, great kids. And it makes me look smart, you know, when I'm able to work with a lot of great kids and coaches like that.
Hey, Coach, one thing I was going to bring up, you know, usually there's a signature win that you have when you turn a program around, and I think that's not completely true when you're 9-0 or you're 8-0, and you're an 8-man and 9-0 in Class B, that you don't have that signature win. But I think last year when you were the 16 seed and you went in and you knocked off the number one seed, I think that had to be a signature win. Is that true, or was there another game that was bigger than that?
Well, I think a very important point in the turnaround here at York was in the middle of the season last year. And I've always said one of the biggest things wasn't physical, it was mental. They had this, they had a hard time believing that they could be successful and compete. And we had a stretch in the middle of the season last year, and we won three consecutive games. And those three consecutive games that we won were huge just for the psyche and the demeanor of our team, you know, believing that they could be a successful team. And once, you know, past midseason, we had a winning record, you know, they're looking at that and thinking, wow, you know, and they did start to believe at that point. And then key victories at the end of last year, GI Northwest down there, and then, like you said, Scott's Bluff was just a huge win for the program all the way around. And that, you know, I would say that just really propelled us to a lot of great things we did this year. So, there were probably multiple ones you could point to, but as you said, the major one was probably that Scott's Bluff victory down there.
Talking with York head football coach Glenn Snodgrass for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, you've had to come back in both of the last two football games against Gretna in the semifinals, but maybe even more impressively was what you were able to do at home against Ralston and cap it off with a two-point conversion. Talk about the comeback and talk about the decision and making the two-point conversion.
Well, our kids, and you got to hand it to them, you know, they never got rattled. They, you know, we were behind for a good portion of that Ralston game, and then they just believed all along, and they never really got rattled. And as far as the decision in overtime, you know, I've been asked that question 1,000 times in the last 3 weeks, but in my opinion, I kind of, as soon as the threat of overtime was there, in my mind, I thought going for two was probably going to be necessary because they were such a, I mean, they're the biggest team I've ever seen in high school football. You know, they just had giants up front, and they had one of the best running backs I've ever seen in high school football, and I just didn't think consistently we could stop them from 10 yards out. You know, if it was like the college rules, maybe it would be a little bit different, but I just didn't think consistently we could stop them. And, you know, at the high school level, an extra point is never a guarantee either. So I just thought that one shot from 3 yards out was probably better odds than trying to stop them consistently from 10 yards out, and probably choosing which play to call was the bigger decision than whether or not to go for two.
Yeah, and I, Glenn, I definitely agree with you. I see so many teams In the NFL, I mean, you kick the extra point because the guy's 49 out of 49 kicking extra points, you know. Yeah. But in high school, there's a lot of things can go wrong. And even in eight-man football, and you coach that, I think kicking the extra point sometimes is more difficult than actually going for two. So, yeah.
got Omaha Scott coming up in the championship game on Monday. I'm sure that everybody thinks you're the underdog again. What makes Scott so good?
They're very aggressive, great team speed, very, very physical on both sides of the ball. And I would actually probably compare them pretty closely with Gretna. You know, they run a little bit different scheme on defense, but their defense is by far the strength of that team. I mean, and that's nothing against their offense because they've got a very good offense as well, but it's the best defense in the state in Class B. And so, as I said, very physical. It's difficult to find a weak point in that defense. You know, they don't have that one or two guys that you can pick on there, and they're very sound in their schemes that they run. It's, like I said, hard to find a weak point there as well. And offensively, they just don't make mistakes. They're primarily a running team, but they're efficient in their passing game. And I got to coach with Matt Turman in the Shrine Bowl several years back, and so I got to know him, and he's a great football mind and a great coach. And he's always going to have his guys in the right position, guaranteed, and they're going to play hard. And so it's going to be a very, very physical football team that we play on Monday. But, again, very similar to Gretna, honestly, on both sides of the ball.
And finally, that's head coach Glenn Snodgrass. We had a chance to catch up with him on Friday's Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. 5 Points Bank starting lineups. We'll run down those just a little bit here as York is going to get the football. And their quarterback is Lyndon Califf. You will see their fullback Evan Neville and Hayden Robb as their I-back. Tight ends, J.J. Vanderheiden. Ryan Dolan is your wide receiver, as well as Ty Danielson. Danielson coming to UNK to play basketball. The center is Braden Knight. Your offensive tackles are Grant Sudarth and Marvin Lazo, and your guards, Brock Schaff and Karsten Stair. Starting lineup is brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better banking. 5 Points Bank in Kearney. We'll look at Omaha Scott when we can. With their shiny uniforms, Tyson.
Yeah, they came out of the tunnel, and I said, oh, this is awesome. We have gray numbers, Doug, and white jerseys. Get your binoculars. We're going to need to find out these grays. Put a little trim on there, but that's all right. Gray numbers here, and I'm squinting as we speak to try to even figure out who's going to be kicking off the football.
J.J. Schultz, along with Ryan Dolan, are the deep men here for York. They will move from south to north. And the wind would be a little bit, I guess, into their face here, checking the flags, which is not nearly as bad as you always think down here in the bowl at Memorial Stadium. And moving from south to north, or north to south, excuse me, will be Omaha Scott. We can run down their starters while we wait for TV here. Their center is Joe Zach, a 5'10", 225-pound senior. Their guards are Nick Peterson and Kyle O'Neill. The tackles, Austin Thalen and Matt Doshot. Then you've got your tight end, that is Ryan Buda. Wide receivers, Zach Zeppelin and John Plants. The I-back is Dakota Krejci-Smith, and Brett LaMancha is the fullback. Quarterback is Isaiah Ramsey, a 6'1", 195-pound junior. And Mitch Swain is your kicker and your punter, Tyson. He is ready to put the ball on the tee, and we're glad you're along with us for football action. And you can tell across the way, here's Scott and York, ready to go after it. York, there can't be anybody left. First ever state football final.
Yes, one of those teams that they got to bring the entire town here. They are pumped up. They are ready here for football.
The ball is in the air. Both kickers were good in warm-ups. This is going to be a short kick that hits the ground and is picked up at the 11-yard line to the 15, looking for some room to the outside, breaking a tackle to the 20 and shoved out of bounds at the 23-yard line is Ryan Dolan, and that's where York will take over. First down and 10, the Dukes ready for their first snap, and you got to pay attention right away too, Tyson. We've had some jitters out there earlier in the day where the ball ended up on the ground on the first series.
Yeah, this is one of those things, Doug. If you're confident enough in your offense, you know that there's going to be a little jitters for these guys, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but the defensive side of the ball. If you're confident enough in your offense, go ahead and maybe take a shot here and try to punch Omaha Scott in the mouth early on. Wouldn't be surprised if they might dial up a pass play with Lyndon Califf and the way he's been leading this Duke offense.
Evan Neville, the fullback, actually leads the team in rushing, and he goes at over 1,600 yards per ball game. Your actual I-back, Hayden Robb, just 490 on the year. Throwing the ball, Caleb Linden, pretty darn good. He's thrown for over 2,300 yards, but 15 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. A lot of dinking and dunking out there. He'll wear number 17. And we're waiting to get the right football into the ball game. We're ready to go. Ball on the far hash near the York sideline. Come with a unbalanced backfield. Strong to the right side. They'll give it to the fullback off the first play of the game. And Evan Neville crashes forward for 2 to the 24. So always important early on. You want to see, you want to test your linemen. You want to see where the gaps are. This is a chess match that you want to survive that first quarter when you're very unfamiliar with the opponent. One loss for each team. Gretna on opening night for Scott. They've won 11 in a row. For York, they lost to Beatrice in week 3. So they have won 9 in a row. Beating Scottsbluff, Ralston, and Gretna in the playoffs. Scott beating Norris, Elkhorn, South, and McCook. Now they'll go out of the shotgun with both backs flanking the quarterback. And looking to throw is Caleb. Out here in the flat, the ball tipped and incomplete at the 30-yard line. Trying to get it out here to Ryan Dolan. Well covered that time by Scott. That'll bring up third down and 8 with 11-11 to go here in the first quarter of play. So the defensive backs had that one sniffed out well here for Omaha Scott. Thomas Pivovar on the coverage. Now on third down, here comes a blitz, it looks like, from the left side. Might have been offside. Yes, there it is. There's the flag at the far sideline. They brought the blitz, and they held that cadence for an extra count. That should be an offsides call here on York, which will make third down much more manageable for the Dukes. So instead of 3rd and 8, you've got 3rd and 3. First penalty of the ball game.
Nice job there by with that delayed cadence. They saw the blitz, and he was able to hold that snap count, and a good job by the offensive lineman to stay patient on that play as well and force Omaha Scott to go offsides. A much more manageable situation now near the 30-yard line.
Caleb, out of a power formation here with double tight end, two-man split out wide to the right, the short side of the field on 3rd and 3 at their own 29 of the opening series of this football game. Split his backs with Robb and Neville. Back to pass, Caleb throws underneath, and a great catch made at the 40-yard line, out to the 43, and brought down at the 44-yard line is going to be Ryan Dolan. First down and 10 for York. Great catch here on a cold night, not a bitterly cold night, but still you got to get that blood flowing. Great catch.
Ryan Dolan, full extension there on that catch before he didn't have to dive down to the ground, but full outstretch, hauling that football in and giving York another set of downs to work with.
Second on the team in receiving behind Danielson, 45 catches for 682 yards. Danielson just 35 catches, but he's the man that gets into the end zone. He's got 826 yards receiving. So a gain from the 29 out to the 45, 16 yards on the play. Pitch play right side looking for running room is Neville. Neville is going to be stacked up, and he will get barely across the line of scrimmage. In fact, they'll probably keep it at 2nd down and 10 at the 45.
You mentioned York Dukes receiving core there, and you mentioned Ty Danielson, his favorite target. Interesting part about that is, remember, Danielson spent part of the year on the sidelines with injuries. He comes back, and really they are glad to have him back in this offense and giving Caleb a little bit more options to work with.
Caleb just 145 yards away from the Class B all-time passing record. 2nd down and 10. Twins to the right, and you've got your man Ryan Dolan out to the left, out of the shotgun. Caleb back to pass, looks for a little quick pattern out across the midfield stripe, and it's in and out of the hands of Danielson, his number one receiver. Just a quick 7-yard button hook, and it'll be 3rd down and 10. And it looks like they want to maybe go hurry up here with a no huddle. Scott ready for it. They converted on 3rd down last time with the help of a penalty. All looking over to the sidelines and offensive coordinators. Trying to make the play call here on the opening drive of the ball game. Scoreless with 9:41 to go here, first quarter. Twins left, and they will put in motion Robb from left to right. Up the field he goes, back to pass Caleb. Across the middle, ball caught at the 45 of Scott, and getting to the 40-yard line, that's Danielson. He'll be brought down at the 39, a gain of 16 more, and a first down here. Excuse me, that wasn't Danielson. That was Schultz that made the catch. Schultz
hauls it over across the middle. It'll still first down into Scut territory.
J.J. Schultz coming out of that slot, coming across the middle there on a little slant pattern. He's the third target there for the York Dukes. He's hauled in 22 receptions for 310 yards, make it 16 more on that reception, three touchdown receptions for Schultz on the season.
Two third down conversions on this opening drive. Ball at the 39 of Omaha Scut. Again, man in motion out of the backfield, and Califf back to pass. Has time. Wanted to set up a screen. Now being rushed. Gets away from one man, and he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like that's Ben Lane that drops him back at the 47-yard line. A loss of about 8 on the play. And it'll be second down, and they'll officially call it 19. There was only one man that initially gave him the rush, but he ran into his own lineman, Califf did. Normally that's something he's going to be able to get away from. But when he ran into his own lineman, then he had no chance.
Yeah, Doug, that was Ryan Buda, the defensive end for the Skyhawks there on the initial rush, forcing him to get outside the pocket. And then as he was trying to scramble around, that's when he runs into the lineman. That's when Scut collapses and makes the big play.
Second and 19 at the 48. Here's a draw play. Give it off to their running back, Evan Neville. Gets to the 50, the 45, tries to stretch it out. He's going to get to the 41 of Omaha Scut. That's only about 7 yards. He ran a long, long way looking for the big play. There was some yardage there had he cut it up the seam, but he thought he could make the corner, and that's going to bring up third down and 12. Again, watching these field goal kickers in pregame warmups, 40-yarders aren't going to be a problem, but Scut's going to have to convert at least one more third down here. Third down and 12. They converted third and 3, then third and 9. Now it's third and 12, so a little bit tougher task as they go trips to the right side. And Neville will be in the backfield out of the shotgun. Fake the handoff. Time. Throws deep. Fly pattern going for it all. Ball a little underthrown, but caught at the 11. And down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line is J.J. Schultz. First and goal, York Dukes.
Great adjustment from J.J. Schultz there, the receiver. As you mentioned, the ball a little bit underthrown. He gets around the defensive back and is able to get in there underneath there. Makes a great reception for a big, big gain there for the Dukes.
And we're in the Case IH Red Zone, brought to you by Fairbanks International, Kearney and Hastings. Your Case IH dealer, part of the Titan dealer group. First and goal officially spotted at the 3. Handed to the fullback, and there is absolutely nowhere to go. There's 9 Scut Skyhawks right on top of that fresh piece of meat. They were like hawks right there. I mean, that didn't go anywhere. Second and goal, no gain for Neville, the fullback.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, we talked about Neville coming into the game. He's got over 1,000 yards rushing the football, 1,612, but so far been unable to do anything here in this football game. He's averaging about 3 yards a carry, 9 yards, so hadn't made quite the big play for the Dukes.
Second and goal at the 3 for York, opening play of the state final. Neville pop pass over the middle, it's picked off in the end zone. And out to the 5, the 10, the 15, and to the 18-yard line, the interception made, trying a little tight end pop pass, and it was underthrown, and that takes all the air out of the Duke balloon, and it comes back over to Omaha Scut.
We'll see, that was Benjamin Winky there, the nice play from the safety as he comes over the middle, reads that ball perfectly, gets the interception there for Scut, and then a nice return and quite a momentum shift there as York was driving on that play, had the ball in the red zone, and a huge turnover here for Scut in the first quarter.
That would have given York some of the momentum that they needed, and it just didn't happen. So the ball we spotted at the 17-yard line of Scut. And rolling out, wanting to throw deep on the first play of the game. Fly pattern down the sideline, but it also goes out of bounds. Looked like they were trying to get it out there to Zeppin, and they overthrew him. No problem throwing the ball that far, though, for Isaiah Ramsey. They wanted to put the hammer down after that turnover.
And that's one of the things you like to dial up as an offensive coordinator, Doug. After a turnover, you got that swinging momentum. You want to go ahead and capitalize on that. And just looking at Ramsey and looking at that football, he's going to have no problem throwing the ball deep here against this York defense. We'll see if they don't dial up a few more of those deep balls before the night's over.
Second down and 10, Scut out of the I formation. Three down linemen. They will hand it off to the fullback, and nowhere to go. Coming through to make the tackle for York is Jonathan Ott. Also some help in there from J.J. Vanderheiden. No gain. Maybe a half yard, they'll say. Third down and 9. Good defense on that interior line for York. It's going to be third down and 9. No gain for La Mancha. Now they have to go shotgun. on third and long, trying to get a three and out after the turnover. Rolling out as Ramsey rolls to his left, now looks back across the middle of the football field, and that one is going to be intercepted. And York takes it right back with Ryan Dolan, again looking for Zach Zeppelin. And that takes a long ways to develop. Both pass plays were trying to hit home runs there, Tyson. And that usually is going to be pretty good. There's a flag on the field, but it's against Omaha Scutt, and the penalty will be declined.
Ryan Dolan, we've called his name for York several times during this 2013 football season. He is tied for the lead in interceptions along with Troy Taylor. And that time you see why, a great athletic play to get to the football. But again, both teams kind of going for the pass play and dialing it up another long ball for Scutt. And this York defense comes up big, and they got great field position to work with as well. So two turnovers to start off the football game here, Doug.
So scoreless with 6:12 to go in the first quarter. York at Omaha Scutt in your Class B championship. The difference is that York's turnover occurred in the end zone on the pick. Under center this time will be Caleb. And he's going to pitch it out here to the right side, looking for some running room, will be his fullback, Evan Neville. Neville, not a whole lot of room to negotiate, sneaks across the 45 to the 44. It's going to be a gain of two. So everything on the ground has been tough going so far for York.
Yeah, two yards, 3 yards here and there for Neville as he, you know, he's continuing to get positive yards for the York Dukes. And you're wondering, you know, you kind of like to see this. You mentioned the chess match a little bit earlier. Maybe take a few of those 2 yard, 3 yard plays and then pop a little play action, do a little quick slant. We'll see what York dials up here on second down.
Second down and eight. Again, looking for their running back in Evan Neville, and he's trying to bring it up off right guard. He is picked up, shoved backward. The ball came loose, but well after the play had been blown dead. They'll give him progress to the 42-yard line. Another gain of two. It'll be third down and six at the York 42-yard line. State football playoff action brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park and Webb Road, Grand Island, and online at dinsdaleauto.com. 3 for 3 on third down on that opening drive for Lyndon Califf, and he faces another third and six. Trips to the right side. Ryan Dolan out to the left side here in man-to-man coverage. Fake the inside handoff. Throw a quick little slant. Picked off again. 40, 45, 50, and into York territory for the first time. Omaha Scutt to the 45-yard line. 3 possessions, 3 picks.
Not the way you initially drew that up. This is uncharacteristic of what we've seen from Califf so far this year. A man that's thrown over 15 touchdown passes. That another potential third down conversion. And a great job by the Scutt defender there. And I didn't get the
name. Ben Lane on the interception.
Benjamin Lane on the pick there. Great job. Runs the route, cuts the route off, and makes the interception. And now Scutt gets the ball in good field position here.
Scutt's first snap in Duke territory at the 45-yard line. 4:49 of a scoreless first quarter. 3 possessions, 3 turnovers out of the basic pro I formation. Fake the handoff, go counter to their I back over the left side. There's a hole, 45-40, first down to the 34-yard line. The I back for Omaha Scutt in Dakota, Krejci Smith. Krejci Smith with an 11-yard gain.
Nice little counter there, Doug. You get the defense to move one side, and then Krejci Smith just takes it a little bit, gets some green, and gets a first down for Omaha Scutt. Moving that football, we'll see here. Establishing the run, I think, is going to be a big part here of this first half, because we've seen both defensive secondaries have played well. You know, 2 picks on for the Scutt Catholic, 1 for York. So running the football, establishing that run is going to be big here moving forward.
Tight end lines up to the right side, and that's where Omaha Scutt wants to run it. They'll hand it off to the fullback, LaMancha, who is stacked up after about a yard gain to the 38-yard line. Good gang tackling on most of the runs both sides here, but York's got to be sick to their stomach right now. They've had 2 possessions and have turned it over twice, both in Scutt territory, including in the end zone. And I thought it was important, especially the way they moved that ball, show that they can win this football game with some early confidence. And now they're on the backside of a drive here by Omaha Scutt.
Well, you look at that crowd that York brought. I mean, we mentioned bringing basically the entire town down to York. You get out there and you get on the scoreboard early, and you get that crowd behind you, what that would do for your team.
Counterplay, eye back right side this time, and nowhere to go for Smith. Krejci Smith is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third and long here for Omaha Scutt. You'd be looking at about a 50-yard field goal, but there's some talking, and that means there's usually a flag, although I do not see it on the field. face mask on York. So face mask in that pile, and it looks like they may have called it a personal foul. That is huge. Instead of third and 10, it's going to be first down all the way to the 19-yard line. And the second first down of the ball game for Omaha Scott.
Didn't see the face mask and didn't see the flag. Looking forward to here on the replay to see if we could see it. But nevertheless, a big first down and a poor penalty there for the York Dukes.
So Scott now in the Case IH red zone for the first time in this Class B championship. Again, out of the I formation. Turn, hand it to the fullback. Krejci Smith off left side, gets a couple, dives to the 17. There's always two or three York Dukes there. And slow to get everybody piled here. The tackle officially looks like it's going to go to John Fletcher. And it'll be second down and 8. Scoreless first quarter. 3 possessions, 3 turnovers, 3 minutes to go in the first. Isaiah Ramsey's tried to go deep a couple of times. One was incomplete, actually out of bounds, overthrew his men. The second one was picked. LaMancha, the fullback, only a yard and a half behind his quarterback. Pitch play to Krejci Smith off the left side. Now up the seam, spins, makes a man miss, drags another Duke with him inside the 15 to the 13. And it'll be third down, and we'll call it 3 yards to go. They'll give him the 12 as he stretched it a little closer to the 12-yard line.
Nice run there by Krejci Smith there. Or actually, excuse me, that's going to be Joe Dooley, I believe, on the carry there. The third in this three-headed monster for Omaha Skyhawks. And he gets in there and keeps those legs churning forward, keeps those legs moving forward for a nice 4-yard pickup here as we got a 3rd and 3.
Yeah, so Dooley does come in. 3rd down and 3. Also a new fullback into the ball game. Ramsey, the quarterback, turns. He wants to keep it himself on a naked bootleg to the right side. He gets to the 10. He's got the first down. He makes the man miss to the 5. He'll be shoved out of bounds. First down and goal. Shoving him out of bounds there is going to be Ryan Dolan. First and goal here for Omaha Scott in the Case IH red zone. Fairbanks International, Kearney Hastings, part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, providing you better solutions with locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Fairbanks International in Hastings or Kearney today, your Case IH dealer. First down and goal. LaMancha is in there as the fullback. Ramsey takes it. He'll give it to LaMancha, and he has stood up immediately, blowing up his offensive lineman is Brandon Knight. York comes right through there and sticks him at the line of scrimmage.
Once again, so far, a very good defensive play from both defensive lines, as far as containing the run and containing this three-headed monster that Omaha Scott's bringing to the offensive table. Up the middle, there hasn't been a lot there today, Doug, and both defensive lines playing extremely well.
Second down and goal. Krejci Smith back in, or Dooley is still in there as the eye back. Split him out wide to the left. Now Ramsey says we need to take a timeout. Now there's motion. The play clock was down to 3, and we're going to have a penalty flag here on Omaha Scott, and that'll back him up 5, make it second down and goal from the 10.
One of those frustrating penalties as a head coach when you got you get the play call in, the play clock's winding down, and you want to try to get them to call a timeout, and then they jump offside before they can get that timeout called, and you back up 5 yards. I mean, and gives you the York Dukes now a little bit better as far as the defensive positioning is concerned.
Zach Zeppelin will split out wide to the left. Strong to the left side. They'll turn, fake the handoff, rolling out wide open, that the pass is batted down. Knocked down is John Fletcher, and he had a wide receiver that nobody was covering out here in the pattern. He was trying to get the ball to Sam Elliott, the tight end, who was wide open had that ball not been batted down at the line of scrimmage.
Exactly, Doug. John Fletcher, does he not get his hands on that football? That might have been 6 points. There was not a lot of York Dukes around his fullback there on that little flat pattern. A great awareness by the linebacker there, Fletcher, getting the hands up, knocking that football down, creating a 3rd and 10 here, or a 3rd and goal, excuse me, from the 10-yard line.
Great job by the Dukes defense. Now 3rd down and goal. Set twins out to the left side. Put the quarterback Isaiah Ramsey under center, and Coach Matt Turman looks like he wants to discuss it. This will be our first timeout of the football game, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless, and we'll be right back.
Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Doug Duda, Tyson Avronic, and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back with you here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for the Class B State Championship, the third of six already today. Exeter Milligan and Fall City Sacred Heart have claimed championships, and now the York Dukes trying to bring one west, at least as far west as you could probably have after the Class B quarterfinal round. And the Dukes, two turnovers here in the first quarter. Omaha Scott turned it over on their first possession, but now have marched it down to the 10. They were actually at the 5 and had a 5-yard illegal procedure. So it's third and goal at the 10 for the Skyhawks with 47 seconds to go.
And as you mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Doug, kind of a Cinderella story for the York Dukes 3 years ago, from the cellar dwellers of the of Class B to now they're playing for a state championship here. It's a big third and goal here for the Skyhawks.
Nate Gradiville wide to the left, and the twin set straight back to pass. Ramsey looks to the right. Here's a penalty flag. The ball is caught at the 10. 5, touchdown Scut, but you're going to have a hold. It would be a touchdown, but you're most likely going to have a hold called.
Referee already made the indication for the holding against Scut. The flag came right in the direction of holding here. And so this one's going to get marched back, Doug.
And that means it's third and goal at the 20. And now Omaha Scut has to worry about maybe getting in field goal range. They don't want to get in too bad a shape here. As the touchdown pass to Joe Dooley wiped out.
Well, Doug, we're sitting here at the Omaha Scout was sitting here at the 5-yard line. Two penalties later, and all of a sudden they're at the 20-yard line, and really having a they're kind of moving that Studebaker in reverse.
Well, right now, that's two Studebaker references today from you. That's enough. No more.
Okay.
41 seconds to go here in quarter number one.
We'll switch to a Chevelle.
Okay. Third and goal, but back at the 20-yard line. Ramsey is under center with his wideouts wide left again, and now we've got a timeout called by York, brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. 41 seconds to go, first quarter. It's still scoreless, and we'll be right back.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Glad you're along with us for football action. We'll keep you up to date on the Monday night game as well, so don't worry about that. It's just the Redskins. Just the Redskins. They're playing the Niners. We'll keep you up to date on how that moves along. But right now, it's scoreless with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter of our Class B championship game, the first ever state final for York, the third ever for Omaha Scut. They're 1-1. Right now, Scut, after two penalties, faces third and goal at the York 20. Both teams have called a timeout here. Split out wide left is going to be Nate Gradiville. Slot left is Zach Zeppelin, the favorite receiver of Ramsey. Last time they had a negated touchdown by the holding penalty. Like to throw it to Dooley out of the backfield. He is your eye back with LaMancha, the fullback. And here we go. Third and goal at the 20. Fake the handoff, rolling left, Ramsey looks back to his right, covered, now under some pressure, starts to scramble. He'll be drugged down at the 26-yard line, and the sack is made by J.J. Vanderheiden. And once at the 5, the ball is now back outside the 25, and a field goal attempt of 43 yards looks to be coming up here for Omaha Scut. That's why I was saying you can try the pass, but you don't want to go backwards any farther here. And if they're confident a 42-yard attempt, which is where they'll put the ball down, then so be it. And the wind would be at their back, but blowing a little bit cross.
And that's one of those situations where you wonder here if we're going to get a quick field goal. Yep.
Mitch Swain, the spot is down. The kick is a line driver, and it is short.
I think he got it. No.
It is short and no good. So penalty, sack. And Omaha Scott is turned away and two turnovers. That's another thing. York, two picks, gives them two turnovers, and Scott gets 0 points, and that is the final play. And they were hustling to get that play off before the end of the quarter so they didn't have to burn another timeout. It may have cost them 3 points. I think I'd have used the timeout. But nonetheless, a scoreless first quarter in the Class B State Championship game between Omaha Scott and York. And we'll be back with quarter number two in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And we're glad you're along with us for tonight's high school football. A scoreless first quarter, but it had plenty of action, Tyson.
Yeah, let's take a look at some quick first quarter numbers here. You talk about the numbers. The big one there is the turnovers that we've seen, Doug. Two turnovers for the York Dukes, both coming by the way of interception. One turnover there for Omaha Scott by way of interception. And then you had the missed field goal. So nobody has been able to capitalize on the turnovers. And if you're York, kind of got to breathe a little sigh of relief there. They had a big opportunity of their very first drive of the football game, marched all the way down to the 5-yard line through an interception in the end zone. Omaha Scott comes back. They march it down to the 5-yard line there on their last possession of the first quarter. And they wanted to get that field goal off because of the wind situation. And Doug, you call a timeout and take the points when you can get them in a game like this.
Yeah, it's the first half instead of rushing him. I think it cost him because it was short, and we know he can get it there in their kicker in Mitch Swain. Now it's first and 10 at the York 20. They've got the wind at their back. They'll go out of the shotgun, jet sweep, and it's going to be a halfback pass and open down the field, but the ball is underthrown, and it's tipped and picked. The 50, the 45, the 40. Here's Zach Zeppelin, 30, 20, and at the 18-yard line, and York's out thinking themselves.
That's one of those situations where, boy, you'd like to have that back. You want to try to take advantage of a shift in momentum there after that missed field goal. They go for the halfback pass, and Zach Zeppelin, a great defensive play, off the tip, stays with the football. He leads the team in interceptions, and there is another one there for Zach Zeppelin, picking up his sixth interception on the season. And then after that, Doug, a great job running that football and getting it back in the KSIH red zone.
The ball will be spotted at the 18-yard line. And out of the I formation, they will give it to the I back. Krejci Smith tries to get to the right side, stumbles, gets his balance back to the 15, runs hard inside the 10, and should be right at the first down marker. He was almost shoestring tackled at the line of scrimmage, but showed great balance as he took it up the right side from the 18 to about the 8-yard line. In fact, I'm not even sure that anybody touched him. I think maybe the old gremlin of the white line. Yeah, maybe so. Lost his balance, gets inside the 10 to the 7. That's a gain of 11. It's first and goal here in the KSIH red zone, looking for our first score. And York has definitely given Scott the opportunities. York, 3 possessions, 3 interceptions.
Yeah, and the York defense, they've got to be called upon here to dig deep once again, to try to push Scott back, to try to get him back, to at least hold him to a field goal here if you're the Dukes.
First and goal at the 7, Krejci Smith inside the 5, to the 4, second and goal, closer to the 3, first minute of quarter number 2. But Glenn Snodgrass, usually when things aren't going well, you make some turnovers. That's when you usually just breathe and go back to base, even if they haven't been able to run the ball. If you have to run it 3 times and punt it, at least don't turn it over. And one play, we've seen them both go for it.
Second and goal at the three. Scott tries to give to the fullback. LaMancha has it. He's gearing to the one. Didn't get in, though. It'll be third and goal inside the one. He was grinding hard. The Dukes were hanging on top of him. Third and goal inside the one for the Skyhawks.
This may be a bend-don't-break situation if you're the York Dukes defense now here, sitting at the goal line. A big goal line stand. Omaha Scuts trying to make this the first turnover that they can capitalize on and capitalize on for points. We'll see here who wins the battle of the trenches.
Braden Knight on the tackle, and now Dooley is in as the I-back. Ramsey, the quarterback, third and goal inside the one, and here comes a penalty flag. And a little too close that time, York jumps off sides. And that's going to be the smallest penalty you usually ever see. It's going to be about half the length of the football, but if you're going to quarterback sneak it, this would be right. The time to do it. Ramsey with LaMancha, the fullback, Dooley, the I-back, third and goal. The center basically has the football already on the goal line. Ramsey, quarterback sneak, lunges forward. I don't know. He laid right on the back, and then after they unpile him, they give him the touchdown, which, again, I get on my little soapbox here, Tyson. Well, by the time you run in and look, of course you've stuck the ball across the goal line. That was not a good initial surge at all by Omaha Scott, but nonetheless, they're on the board with 9:57 to go here in the second quarter.
You know, and with those plays on the goal line, Doug, those are one of the things that you would like for the line judge to be coming off the line confidently about whether he got in or was stopped just short. As you mentioned, you pull that pile apart, and that ball is going to always be across the line of scrimmage.
And there was a penalty called on the play against York, which they will assess on the kickoff, a personal foul, and that's not good. So York, after such a great start, has the wheels kind of coming off right here, and the extra point kick is up, and it is good. 9:57 to go in the first half. It is Omaha Scott 7 and York nothing. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs. Brought to you by Channel Seed and Hildreth. CC Compare today to see how they can help you grow. We'll kick it off after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Doug Duda, Tyson Avronic back here at Memorial Stadium, and the third turnover finally did York in.
Yeah, the York Dukes, turnover, by the way, coming off a halfback pass. Omaha Scott getting great field position, had been unable to capitalize on those turnovers yet, but York defense, you got to be thinking, boy, they're pretty tired of being on that football field. Omaha Scuts had the football a lot here that last half of the first quarter. And then to start things off here in the second quarter, we were talking, in the break, York has to do something just to be positive offensively, to not turn the football over. And even if they do have to punt, Doug, you got to think that they're just having some positive plays, getting some positive yards, and, turning the field position battle over would be big for York on this offensive series.
Well, ready to kick it away at the 45-yard line, and they're going to try an onside kick after that penalty, and the ball loose. They're trying to pry it away here from the York Dukes. After that 15-yard penalty on the touchdown, they got to kick it away from the 45. It didn't go 10 yards, but it went into the hands of a York Duke, so I'm not even sure they would legally be able to strip that one away, and it will be York football.
That went right into the hands there of number 15, Jackson Coffin, on the play there, and good awareness by Jackson Coffin for the York Dukes there to scoop up that football.
And we're waiting for the ball to get set down here, and it will be York football, first down and 10, at their own 34-yard line. So Scott trying to continue to mount the pressure here, leading it 7-0. A little defensive stunt here before the snap of the football. Unbalanced backfield, send Danielson in motion from right to left, giving him twins that side. Here's a quick little pitch into the hands of the fullback, Hayden Robb. And he goes nowhere, and that was dangerous. He was about a half yard away, and he pitched it to him instead of just handing it off.
So York just got to breathe a little bit here, Tyson. Calm down. This is a 7-0 game. Omaha Scott, it kind of feels like it's 21-0.
Right, and you know, then just by the way the Omaha Skyhawks have had the football here, it does kind of feel like one of those situations here. Here's the next play.
On second down, rolling out, looking to throw it. Caleb, he's got a man complete at the 48-yard line. Boy, some good catches being made out here. And Ryan Dolan hauls in another one. Dolan has done a great job running his routes, and it's going to be enough for a first down at the 48-yard line of York. So they cover 14 yards on that play. That'll bring up first and 10. York trailing 7-0. Omaha Scott 9-18 and counting here in the first half. Going out of that no huddle. Sometimes it's a quick snap. Sometimes they look to the sideline. Here's a little fake to the fullback and an inside trap that, again, goes nowhere. So until York gets some success here on the running game, it looks like they're going to have problems, even though they've done a great job throwing the football despite the interceptions.
Well, yeah, despite the two interceptions, but yeah, remember what they did in their first drive up until that interception in the middle of the end zone. I mean, it was a great job commanding that offense there by Lyndon Califf. So, you know, we just stick with what's been working, and those are those little five-yard short patterns.
Califf trying to set up a screen, throws it out here in the flat, and just over the defensive back, complete, and room down the left sideline, 50, 40, 30, and pushed out of bounds will be Evan Neville at the 22-yard line. Huge gain on the play of 31 yards, and here comes York again. What a beautifully thrown ball, because Scott really had that sniffed out.
Great job by Evan Neville to find some space there on that screen route there. He's been kind of contained running the football so far, 7 attempts for 12 yards. So why not get him involved in the passing game a little bit? And good job finding some space and then the ability to turn that into a very big play. York's almost in the red zone here.
Out of the shotgun, Dolan and Rob in the backfield with their quarterback. And Lyndon Califf has time, floats it here to the sideline, and overthrows Danielson at about the 8-yard line. And right now for quarterback Lyndon Califf, he has already thrown for 116 yards, so he only needs 30 more yards to break the all-time Class B passing record of 2,486 yards in a season. So York not afraid to throw it. They trail 7-0 with 8:24 to go here in the first half. Doug Duda along with Tyson Avronik on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Back to pass again, a little middle screen, and that one's complete at the 20. Room to run, 15 to the 10, and brought down inside the 8-yard line is Hayden Robb, first and goal Dukes.
Great job for Califf to be able to find some space, find his open man. That one right through the middle, you get the middle coming in on a defensive play, the defensive pass rush. Well, he just stands right there in the middle of the football field, hauls the ball in, and takes it another 10 yards, and now we are in the Case IH red zone here for the Dukes.
Second time tonight that York has been in the Case IH red zone. The first resulted in an interception in the end zone. This time they will put quarterback Lyndon Califf under center, unbalanced, strong to the right, pitch play that way, trying to stretch it out to the 10, big block, and brought down at the 9-yard line, nowhere to go for Evan Neville, and the fans wanted a penalty flag but didn't get it. They thought there was a hold as he tried to turn the corner. Let's check the replay when they bring that to us. And, again, nothing going on the ground right now for York. And it's going to be second down and goal back at the 9 after a loss of 2. Again, both backs, Neville to the left, Rob to the right. Lyndon Califf, a little tighter zone to work through here. Second and goal at the 9. Three-step drop and more flags. And this comes from the official on the far sideline, the York sideline. And just about every time, this means an offensive penalty. And a false start on York. So this is where Omaha Scott ran into some trouble on their second possession. They got it to the 5 and ended up missing a 43-yard field goal. And now it's going to be second and goal back at the 14 for York.
And you got to think, if you're the York Dukes, I mean, even though it's only a one-possession football game, Doug, as you mentioned, it does feel like Omaha Scott's really kind of dominated the early part here of this first half. So this drive, if this results in points, how huge that would be for the momentum for the York Dukes to, you know, say that, okay, we've settled down. We have the ability to put up points against this defense, but you can't have these execution mistakes like these simple five-yard penalties.
Danielson to the right, Dolan to the left. They look for Danielson, and it is incomplete. Well covered as they were playing zone on this two-man route, and it was through the hands there
of Omaha Scut, defensive back Ty Weiss, just a little over his hands, but got enough on it to deflect the ball away. And it's going to be third and goal at the 14. Same scenario here. They're really shading Danielson. They kind of gave Dolan a little more room on the other side, but now they twin him up on the short side. And under center is going to be Califf. Back to pass, looking short here. It's complete to Dolan, and he's going to get it to the six-yard line. They were hoping that they could get everybody to follow Danielson into the end zone. A gain of eight brings up fourth down and goal. And I don't see any kind of field goal unit running out here. With 6:40 to go here in the second quarter, 7-0, Omaha Skyhawks lead this one.
Surely you take the points.
And it looks like they're going to call a timeout here. Yeah, don't get in the way of yourself. Kick the field goal here. Right. Get those points on the board. It's been a good offensive moving first half, but it's been disastrous with turnovers at the end of each possession. Don't force yourself into a situation here. You had three cracks. You did not get it into the end zone. Take the field goal here and then kick it off and see if your defense can go out and shut down Omaha Scut, because on the first possession they did. It was two, and then they threw a pick on third down, but they've had the short field the last two times they had the football, so don't give them this opportunity.
Right. That's exactly the point here is you kick that field goal because it's only a one-possession game. Again, even though it feels like Omaha Scut's been playing a very good football offensively, you've got to remember where they've been getting the football, Doug. They've been getting the football in great field position, and still York defense to hold strong and only allow 7 points from it. We'll see here what they do as they come their way. They make their way out onto the football field, and that looks like the quarterback's in. Doug, I think they're going to go for this. Not sure on the call.
Well,
then again, I'm not the head coach.
New York's going to line up to go for it here. Ball on the right seam out of that shotgun with both his backs. At Neville and Rob flanking him. Fourth and goal at the 6. Three-step drop all day to throw. Back underneath into double coverage. It's incomplete, trying to get the ball into the hands of his number one wide receiver, Danielson. And on the defensive play, Zach Zeppelin, who's already stepped up and made the interception earlier in this football game. And it'll be first down and 10 for Omaha Scut.
Little button route there by Danielson, trying to find his favorite target in the end zone. He's found Danielson on the season so far for 7 touchdowns, and he was looking that way. But so far, a great defensive coverage that we have seen from Zach Zeppelin for the Omaha Scut Skyhawks. Their defensive secondary is playing more like ball hawks tonight here in Lincoln.
Well, York had only attempted or made one field goal all year long, but they were in extra point range there. Yeah. As Scut runs one off the right side over the 10, gets out to the 12-yard line, a gain of 6 on first down. And now, let's see if York makes a stop. I mean, you think it on the other side. If you can make a stop and make Scut punt into the wind, you're going to get the ball back on Scut's side of the 50-yard line. But, you know, you're taking chances. You're playing football, and let's face it, York hasn't been here before. It's all new to them. They feel like they're the underdog. Let's go get it. It'll be second down and a long 3 here at their own 12 for Omaha Scut. Strong to the right side. They'll run option, and Ramsey, he's tackled, pitched it out there. The ball just barely scooped up, but a big loss on the play all the way back to the 7-yard line for their eye back in Krejci Smith. And on the replay, they almost had the quarterback Ramsey with his knee on the ground as he went to pitch the football, but it was a good call. Ball did come loose, but bounced right back into the hands of Smith.
Yeah, lucky break there for Krejci Smith. That ball off the turf and bounced right back up into his silver numbers there, Doug, as he's able to haul that one in. But a risky pitch play as he was falling down and trying to make turn that into a bigger play. And fortunate for the Skyhawks to still be having the football.
3rd and 7, back to pass. Ramsey, look left, now rolls right, might take off and run, and he is going to be pushed out of bounds just past the first down marker between the 17 and the 18-yard line. Well done there to use the pump fake to fake the defensive back out so he didn't come 100 miles an hour at him. And a first down on the play.
Ramsey doesn't do it very often, doesn't tuck that ball in and take off very often, but when he's done, so far today, he's been effective when he takes off and runs. 2 third down conversions, and then, of course, the rushing touchdown for Ramsey running the football here this evening in Lincoln.
4:50 to go in the first half. It remains Scut 7, York nothing. First down and 10. Defensive shift on the line. And they'll go with a counter play to their eye back, Krejci Smith, and he's going to fumble the football, but I think the ground caused it. They'll fall on it. York will at the 19-yard line. Problem is, Tyson, you don't have replay in high school football. I don't see a beanbag out there.
Referees are unsorting the pile. It doesn't appear to be anybody that says that his knee was down.
York's got the ball, and they're going to give the ball to York. Coming off the bottom of the pile with the football appears to be number 11, J.J. Schultz. And the fourth turnover of the game, two on each side. Be interesting to see the replay here because I thought he was down.
Nope. That's a clean fumble there. A nice job. I think Dolan get in there and strip the ball for York? Here, we're going to see it again here on the monitor. It's, Ryan Dolan coming over there, making a great hit on the Krejci Smith. That ball rolls around there, and York falls on top of it. First down.
So at the Scut 19, here's a toss play for Evan Neville. Breaks a tackle inside the 15, inside the 10. First and goal for the third time here in the half for York as they're just inside the 9-yard line and move the sticks for the third time in the Case IH red zone. Brought to you by Fairbanks International, your Case IH dealer in Kearney and Hastings. Will the third time be a charge for York?
Well, and you almost think it has to be. You've got to come away with some sort of points here in the red zone. I mean, look at where we are in the clock. I mean, we're already under 5 minutes here to go in a very rapidly moving first half. York has to come up with points here.
First and goal at the 9. One man in the backfield, wing to the right side. That wing is Schultz. They give it to him on an inside around. He's going to be hit, and by about everybody on the Scut team, he'll get a yard to the 8-yard line. Good defensive penetration there by Scut to kind of bust that up. Only one man got through, but it made Schultz go wide.
This is one of the situations. Now we're going to bring up a third down call here. And, Doug, we know that they turned away a field goal opportunity earlier. I mean, is this one of those situations where if you're going to go for the throw, because certainly you don't want to get sacked. So if you're going to go, make sure it's a short route, it's a short slant route, and make sure there's a lot of space because we've had some turnover problems too. We'll see what York dials up, or maybe you just run the football up the middle and get your easy 3 points.
John Plants on the tackle. So far, Lyndon Califf is 7 of 14, 139 yards, but two picks. One was in the end zone. Man in motion giving them trips to the right side. Califf back to pass. Throws over the middle again, and this ball is intercepted in the end zone. The fourth pick in the first half by Scut.
Wow. Omaha Skyhawks defense again coming up with a big play. Kind of a throw that I thought he may have made or should have made at least maybe a second or two earlier. He had originally broke free, threw his hand up, and then he kept going towards the middle of the end zone. That gave the Skyhawks a chance. He was wide open in the middle of the field, but by the time that Califf threw the football, that open was sewed up, and a great job. And yeah, he did come away with that football. That's big number 24 in there for Omaha Scut. Thomas
Pivovar
making another great defensive play.
Unbelievable. Four turnovers now for York and denied on fourth and goal.
Second time in the end zone, too, Doug. That hurts.
And now we've got a timeout taken by Omaha Scut. They've got it at their own 20. 3:14 to go here in the first half. Class B state championship game. It is Scut 7, York nothing. The state football playoffs. Brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Time out on the field brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:14 to go here in the second quarter of play. 7-0 Scut coming up. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And York's defense going to be called on to answer the bell again. First and 10 at their own 20 for Scut. Three down linemen again to the 3-4, hand it to the eye back. Krejci Smith is going to work his way to the 24, meet the York Duke wall and be shoved backwards. A gain of 4, it'll be second down and 6. 3 minutes to go.
Scott really hasn't had a big offensive play in this football game. Couple of a first down runs, 10, 11 yards, but nothing major. And York just got to make sure they don't go 80 yards on him here. Take it into halftime at 7-0.
Yeah, I mean,
Scott will get the ball to start the second half.
You got to think. I mean, Omaha Scott's score came off a play where they got the ball in real great field position after a halfback pass was intercepted.
Now rolling to his right, Ramsey has time, wants to throw it down the seam, and throws it well behind his intended receiver in the middle of that zone, this time trying to get it into the hands of Nathan Gradiville. That'll be third down and 6.
You know, Doug, looking at this York-Duke offense, it's not that they haven't been effective offensively. You know, Lyndon Califf has thrown for 139 yards, and both times that they've been down in the end zone, they've really had a very nice drive set up, getting 5-yard pass here, 6-yard pass there, really being, you know, driving that offense. And then it just the troubles in the red zone, in the end zone nonetheless, have really plugged them here in the first
York
half.
York fans are coming to their feet. Third down and 6. Ramsey rolls to his right, now under some pressure, tucks it up, wants to run it. He's going to be drugged down from behind by Vanderheiden, short of the first down at around the 28-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 2 with 2:15 to go. York only has one timeout, so they're just going to let the clock run here and see what happens on this punt. And this is the first punt of the football game. The score is 7-0, people, and this is the first punt of the game inside 2 minutes to go, first half.
See how you
standing at his own 40 is Danielson. What? I would think set up the return in this punt into the wind. Kind of a floater, fair catch call, drop, but falling on top of it, Danielson at the 44-yard line. You watch Big Red lately, you know exactly what that looked like. I mean, that ball gets up into the wind, and you're just trying to make sure you catch it. And that's what York did. And I'll tell you what, York's got to go 55 yards in a minute 47 with one timeout. It's very doable. They've been moving the football. They haven't ran the football. 12 carries for 11 yards, 139 yards through the air, but 4 interceptions, 3 by Lyndon Califf, who is now, what, 6-7 yards short of the all-time Class B single-season record. John Fletcher on a halfback pass through a pick. And still, York is only down 7-0. You know that's what Coach Snodgrass is going to preach. This 7-7 at half, it would be unbelievable for York. 4 wideouts. Califf throws over here to his lone man. A ball dropped at the 47-yard line, and a good lick put on Ryan Dolan and Tyson. When they isolate a guy, it's not Danielson, it's Dolan.
Yeah, they've been going after Dolan, making sure that he's well covered. I was watching there. J.J. Schultz, by the way, kind of got loose up the middle, wondering what would happen, maybe pump fake or try to draw the defense one way. He might have been able to hit J.J. Schultz over the middle for a big gain, but instead tries to find Dolan for the pass there.
Now the backs are back there to block. Here's a throw up into the air, and again, well covered, trying to get it to Danielson. I was watching back in the pocket because I thought we were going to get a holding call on York, but the referee decided it was a clean block, even though the York nose guard was coming right up the middle, and it's now third down and 10 with 1:38 to go here in quarter number 2. 7-0 Scut in the Class B state championship game. Now, again, it's not like York has been blowing the doors off offensively.
Right.
They had to make that huge comeback in the quarterfinals, 42-41, but just 12-7 against Gretna. Third and 10 at their own 45. Fake the handoff, plenty of time, over the middle, ball complete. Schultz has a first down at the Scut 41-yard line, a gain of 14. And that's what they're looking for, that soft underbelly. Take the big boys, Dolan and Danielson, send them down the field, and another third down conversion here for the York Dukes.
That'll put J.J. Schultz, 66 yards, 3 receptions on the day. He is a, you know, I went into the game doing some homework, and I thought we were going to be calling Ty Danielson quite a bit. Well, it's been J.J. Schultz here in this receiving game here for the York Dukes.
You've got Zach Zeppelin matched up over here on Danielson, and that's pretty good defense. Back to pass on first and 10. Little wide receiver flare out here, and will they call it a catch? Yes, they will, into the hands of Hayden Robb. It's a short play, though, so York's got to hustle up to the line of scrimmage. A gain of only 4 to the 37 of Omaha Scott, who leads it 7-0, a minute to go here in the second quarter. Danielson trying to call out the cadence, but they're wasting way too much time here. 50 seconds and counting. Trips to the right side, Dolan to the left side in man coverage. looking right all the way on a slant pattern, and it is picked off again and again. It is Zach Zeppelin, and he'll bring it back across the 40 and out to the 42-yard line, and a late penalty flag comes in on top of it.
I'm wondering if that didn't happen on the return there. There is a York receiver down, and
Danielson got lit up.
Yeah, on a block.
Lit up as he came across the middle. This Scut secondary has been incredible. And I didn't know there was enough time and a half of football to throw five interceptions, but that's what York has done right here. Seven interceptions on the year. Lyndon Califf has thrown four here in the first half. And the main man, Ty Danielson, is down on the field. And pops up. Might have just had the wind knocked out of him. That'll be the best part of it all. He's going to walk off the field under his own power. And with 38 seconds to go here in the first half, let's see what this penalty flag is going to be about. The white hat, I don't think, has made a signal, but they're marking the penalty against Omaha Scut. So it must be a block and a back. It's a 10-yard mark off, and that is the indication. Illegal block and a back after the interception. Scut will have the ball at their own 32-yard line. And with 38 seconds and one timeout, you hand the ball off. You go to the locker room because you're getting the ball to start the third quarter. Scut doesn't want to do anything crazy here. It's not like Ramsey's been chucking the ball all over the place. He's 0 for 4 through the air. So they're actually going to line up in the victory formation to just kneel the football. And that's what Ramsey's going to do. He might have to do it twice by the time they get this ball spotted. All up to the referee. He can take his time, and that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to wait to make sure that he doesn't have to blow the ball ready for play, and he doesn't. So they do not have to snap it again, and that will get us to halftime. Omaha Scut coach Matt Turman says, let's take it to the locker room. York has turned it over five times here in the first half and only trails 7-0 to Omaha Scut in the 2013 Class B State Football Championship here at Memorial Stadium. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with halftime activities in a moment.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And in the Class B state championship game at the half, it is Omaha Scut 7 and York nothing. Doug Duda along with Tyson Avronik, our producer-engineer. Back at the studios is Stacy Johns running the replay booth, Randy Bushcutter, and we are glad to have you along with us. And we just got a chance to hear the comments from Coach Glenn Snodgrass via the Nebraska Educational Television broadcast. Usually ask a couple questions. John Bishop says, are you glad you're only down 7 or you feel that you should be up 21? And then asked him if they'll continue to throw the football. And that's what you have to admit, that is what Scut's doing. They are taking away the run. And as Coach Snodgrass says, I think we should have some points on the board and probably be up in this football game. But, you know, some credit's got to go to the Duke defense. They've got a couple of turnovers themselves out there, but they've had some short fields to work against, and they've only given up one score.
Listen, if you were to tell me you had the score as question marks, and you told me that one team threw five interceptions in the first half. What the score would be, 7-0 would not be my first answer. The York Dukes defense has stepped up when they've needed to, stepped up, made some big plays. Omaha Scuts had some great field position to work with, so it's one of those games where you look at just strictly the turnovers that you think that Omaha Scout would probably be up three, possibly four scores, but then you look at the turnovers for York that they've had in the red zone, and you take away some of those and turn into points. Maybe it's 21-7 York at the half. Instead, we've still got a very much of a chess match moving forward here at 7-0 at the halftime break.
Well, tomorrow we've got three state championship games coming your way. It starts tomorrow morning at 10:15. We'll be on the air just a little bit before 10 o'clock as Cozad. In their first state finals since 1991 when they won it all with the likes of Chris Dishman and Brendan Holbein. That was in Class B, and they will be taking on Ashland Greenwood, who can put up some points. A lot of people believe Cozad is a heavy favorite, but again, talking to some of the folks that have seen these football teams, they love Cozad, but they say don't discount what Ashland Greenwood can do. And that game is at 10:15 tomorrow. Then, obviously, another team from our listening area that will be not only here on ESPN, but Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Donovan Trumbull taking on Aquinas. Aquinas has a couple of their top players out. And, again, you've got to go the rumor mill here. It might not be because of injury. When I talked to Coach Ron Mimick today, I was unaware of what might have been behind a couple of their big fullbacks. They run that wishbone.
Yep.
They keep it on the ground. And, of course, not only is Zach Crank one of the great running backs, and we've seen them the last 2 years, they're great linebackers, great on defense, but Aquinas will be in their third consecutive C2 final. They beat Kearney Catholic 2 years ago. They beat Sutton last year. And now Donovan Trumbull comes in as the favorite for tomorrow's game. Pre-game, about 2:10 kickoff is at 2:45 here at Memorial Stadium. And tomorrow night, it is the Class A championship. And that game will kick off at 7:15 as Omaha West Side and Omaha North, a battle of 11-1 teams, will play. And I still got that sick feeling in my gut that Grand Island should be here tomorrow night playing in the Class A final. But Omaha North and the best running back in the state, many people believe, will be on display tomorrow in the Class A final. And we'll have that for you at 7:15 in Calvin Strong, just a junior who's going to lead the way. And in fact, we talked to Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He said Calvin Strong might be the only guy that he's seen that's better than Jake Paulson of Cozad this year. And then you've got Jordan Slough, who's going to be on display for Donovan Trumbull. There's going to be some really good running backs that we know about tomorrow.
Yeah, and one of those games, talking about Cozad, we had the opportunity to call the Cozad Haymakers, one of those rare opportunities to get a call a team from farther out west, at least on our AM dial, when they're taking on the Adams Central Patriots. Now, granted, Doug, this was still the opening week of the high school football season when they handed Adams Central their first loss, but it started the conversation that maybe the C1 landscape changing maybe just a little bit. We knew that, just based on what the Haymakers were going to return this year, that they were going to be a good football team. And, of course, everyone knows about Donovan Trumbull here in our local area, what they have put on display the last couple years with Slough and with the offensive weapons that they have and what Brent Breckner's really been able to do with those athletes and that team. Turning the Donovan Trumbull program around the last several years is certainly great accomplishment to reach here to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And I know you talk about the York community coming down for their York Dukes first year appearance at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Can you imagine the scene in Donovan if you're passing through Donovan tomorrow afternoon as their Cardinals will be playing for the C2 state championship?
Well, we will take a break here and be back with more. The UNK volleyball team is into the NCAA tournament. We've got a couple of other sports stories. We'll also update you on Monday Night Football, and it looks like they're going to be handing out some of the all-sports trophies here tonight. And I know that just from face recognition, I see Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling is down there, I believe, with one of the former student-athletes in Molly Klingensmith, who goes to school here. I see a Pius jacket down there. I see an East jacket down there. So it looks like they're going to be handing out some of the all-sports trophies from the last calendar year. Again, we are at half of the Class B State Championship. It is Omaha Scuts 7 and York nothing. Back with more on ESPN Radio after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Class B state championship game. It's Omaha Scott 7 and York nothing. Earlier today, two totally different Class D football games. In D2, a 63-14 win for Fall City Sacred Heart over Stewart. And Stewart got on the board first in that game. And then in the first one today in D1, Exeter Milligan beat Hemingford 20-18. And Tyson, I watched and listened to the same broadcast of most of it, and it's just got to be, I mean, let's face it, Hemingford's not home yet.
Yeah.
They're taking that long trip all the way out to the northwestern corner of the state, and I think they should have won the football game and give Exeter Milligan credit. It comes down to conversions. They both scored three touchdowns and one conversion. Exeter Milligan got on their first touchdown, was good enough, and Hemingford got two chances in the last 3 minutes when Exeter Milligan turned it over, just kind of trying to chew clock up. And Hemingford thought that they needed to go to the air when they'd been running the ball so well. And I know there was only 2 minutes left, but they didn't have that much ground to cover, and they continued to throw interceptions. And Hemingford loses to Exeter Milligan 20-18.
Yeah, when Ethan Skinner had over 150 yards rushing on the day, two touchdowns, and at that point had really had Exeter Milligan on the ropes defensively trying to contain him, the pass call, you know, it was one of those situations where, what are you going to dial up here? But, again, for Hemingford, that's got to be a long bus trip because of the way the game ended. You know, you get an opportunity. All of a sudden, the sideline comes to life. Hemingford, who was going for their first state title, has the opportunity there, getting an extra opportunity. You think it's coming, and then you go for the pass play and then an interception in the end zone to seal the deal there. Certainly a lot of emotions. You saw it for Hemingford as they were getting their runner-up medals. You see the actuality of things. You see the finality of all things when you're covering these high school sports, and when that clock hits zero, and you're not on the winning side, and then you got the long bus ride home, and yeah, after all that you put into that season, an undefeated season, coming up just 2 points short, coming up a 2-point conversion short. You know, maybe a ball bounces the other way. You start to think of all those things that could have happened in that football game, and the finality is that you fall 2 points short in the D1 state championship. So, but hats off to both teams. Both teams, I thought, played an outstanding football game. That was a great football game to watch to start things off here for the 2013 Nebraska State Football Championships.
Going on in Monday Night Football, by the way, the Cellular Cup champions that they're announcing here, Lincoln Pius the 10th in A, Omaha Scutt in B, Kearney Catholic in C, O'Neill St. Mary's in D. For the girls, it was Pius, Elkhorn South, Columbus Scotus, Guardian Angels, Central Catholic. Yes, you can tell that there are a lot of parochial schools that are winning the Cellular Cup trophies. For the boys, it was Creighton Prep, Omaha Scutt, Thayer Central, and Hardington. Monday Night Football with 11.5 to go in the second quarter. San Francisco leads Washington 10-0. A 19-yard touchdown pass to Anquan Bolden is the scoring for San Francisco in this football game. Thursday, it's an NFL tripleheader here on ESPN Radio, starting with Detroit, followed by Dallas and Oakland, and then the Thursday night game, three games for you on Thursday. College football Friday, including Oregon, Oregon State, another big Saturday of college football. It's going to be a big, big weekend, the fun time when they start to put everything away towards the end of the season. Here, it is 7-0. Omaha Scutt is leading York. That is at halftime. Also,
The UNK volleyball team is in the NCAA tournament for a 15th straight season, but will have to play Central Missouri in the first round of the regionals, the team that they just played in the MIAA championship in five games, and a loss 15-12 in the fifth. The Central region, far and away the best in the country. Not only is the six-time defending national champion Concordia St. Paul in, but seven top 25 teams. Wayne State didn't even get in. They're in the top 20 in the country, people. They don't even get in. Listen to the Doug and Daddy show to hear rants more about that weekdays at 11 o'clock. But the Jennies have beaten UNK twice this year, and the Lopers now will be heading up to Minnesota Duluth for the opening round, and it just won't get any easier. They'll have to beat Central Missouri. Somewhere along the line, you're going to have to beat the six-time defending national champions. But let's see if the Lopers can do it, as that tournament, with the match times to still be announced, will get underway on Thursday, December the 5th in Duluth, Minnesota. When we come back, Tyson Abronik will give us a quick rundown of the first half stats of our Class B final, which Omaha Scott leads over York 7-0. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska, the home of the Huskers and the home of the Class B state championship here tonight, as it's the Omaha Scott Skyhawks leading the York Dukes by the score of 7-0. Quick look at the first half numbers here for Omaha Scott, the leading team offensively. Really hasn't been able to do a whole lot offensively. 61 rushing yards, no yards through the air, as they have 61 total yards on the day so far. The York Dukes have 168 yards total, 157 of that coming through the air, and Lyndon Califf has 157 passing yards, four interceptions, though, and that certainly has been the first half story. Lyndon Califf, by the way, with the 157 passing yards, that puts him 12 yards over the all-time Class B mark for passing yards in a single season. So congratulations to Lyndon Califf of the York Dukes, but certainly would be a lot sweeter if that personal accomplishment came alongside with a state championship trophy here for the York Dukes. We'll see how if they can figure out how to move the ball through the air against the Skyhawk defense without those Skyhawk defenders, in particular Zeppelin, and Thomas Pivovar, getting to that football, making those interceptions. That has been crucial here for Omaha Scott in the first half, and a big reason why they are on top, 7-0, capitalizing on one of those turnovers, capitalizing on a trick play that they were able to take down in the end zone for the touchdown. For the York Dukes receiving the ball, it's been Ryan Dolan with three receptions for 39 yards. J.J. Schultz has two receptions for 54 yards. And then it was Hayden Robb with two receptions for 19 yards leading the way for the York Dukes. But again, the turnover battle, that's been the costly one. Five turnovers, all coming by way of interceptions for the York Dukes. Four thrown by Lyndon Califf, one thrown by John Fletcher on a trick little halfback pass play that the Omaha Scott ended up scoring on that play there for you. Omaha Scott, their turnovers, one through the air on the way, by the way, of an interception, and a one fumble lost has kept the York Dukes so far in tonight's football game. Once again, a 7-0 game here at halftime, Doug.
All right, that's been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Halftime just about over here at Memorial Stadium in the Class B championship game. Omaha Scott 7, York nothing. Scott will get the ball to start the third quarter. But again, York, five turnovers, just -3 overall, but they're still only down 7. Can they get on the scoreboard and win the school's first ever state championship, or will the Skyhawks win the school's second state championship and first since 2005? We'll find out when we come back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that make high school athletics possible. One day left in the fall sports season. That's tomorrow with the A, C1, and C2 state championships. Congratulations to all the fall sports medalists and team champions. Most recently in volleyball, Kearney Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Giltner. The basketball season begins a week from Thursday. After Thanksgiving, we'll have high school hoops and wrestling, including the Kearney High Invite, the first Saturday of the month. Again, we want to welcome you back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, a proud supporter of area high school sports. See Crossroads Ford and Kearney for your next new or pre-owned vehicle online at crossroads-ford.com or stop into the showroom, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney. York to boot the ball away with the wind at their back, and it's going to be a pooch kick. That is going to be fair caught at the 32-yard line by Scott. Good, smart play. We're starting to see that become more of the game in football, not only at the big boy level and the collegiate level, but definitely here at the high school level, where if you don't have the kicker that gets it in the end zone, you do try to just kind of pooch it in there. Or even if you do get the kicker that can get it into the end zone, sometimes they like to try to find the opening, and it'll be first down and 10 at their own 32.
Well, you know, two things happen with that pooch kick. One, it might draw the receiving team, it might draw them off guard. And two, it gives your coverage team enough time to get down there and prevent a big return.
First and 10, and the first play goes to the eye back over the left side out to the 36-yard line. Will be Creechy Smith. And a good short gain on the play here for Scott. They grind it out. They're pretty good about getting 3-4 yards on first down. But after that, they have not been near as efficient. You look at the third down conversions in this football game. York is 4 of 6. Scott 3 of 6. And I believe those other two from York were picks on third down. So second down and 6. Out of the pistol formation, a new look here. A little wide receiver screen out into the right flat, and the ball is dropped.
Did it get past the line of scrimmage, Doug?
Yeah, it was forward. Didn't have to get past the line of scrimmage, but it did have to be a forward pass.
Right.
And it was a forward pass, but it was dropped out there in the right flat by Gradiville. And again, I think they're just trying to get Ramsey to complete a pass. He's 0-5 now, and that should have been caught. That was not Ramsey's fault. 3rd and 6. And the York fans may not have thought that that pass went forward, but it clearly went forward. And now the York defense, once again, trying to force a 3-and-out on the first possession of Scott in the first half. They were in a similar situation and were picked off on 3rd and long. 3rd down and 6, Ramsey under center. He tosses to his eye back off the left side. Creechy Smith makes a man miss and then is speared in the back, and they're going to flag it. They are going to flag it. Here comes a spearing call on Troy Taylor, the safety. They had stopped Creechy Smith short of the line to gain. And it's going to be leading with the head. And a 15-yard penalty when York had him off the field. 3 and out. The tackle had been made. They weren't quite to the ground yet. And just a young kid trying to come in and make a play. But the official was 3 feet away and throws the flag. And the ball will be into York territory at the 47-yard line.
And you're trying to teach that to not lead with the head. He did get that the helmet out over the shoulder pad. So, I mean, he did lead with the head. That's a clean
call. It was the right
call. It's the right call by the definition. And an unfortunate call there for York, as he said, young guy trying to make a big play for his defense.
There's a counter play for Krejci Smith off the right side. Got a hole, 45-40, into the secondary. Breaks a tackle at the 30, dragging Dukes with him inside the 25, all the way to the 21. That's the biggest offensive play of the night on the ground for York. It's a 25-yard gain, first and 10 at the Duke 21.
Again, Krejci Smith there at the counter play, as you mentioned, the York Dukes go that way. A nice job by the up front there by number 74. We're going to say that's, Matt Doshart. He makes a great block on the play. It clears a big running lane for his back, Krejci Smith. A big, big gain of 25 yards for the Skyhawks.
John plants out wide to the right, trips to the right side, first and 10 at the 21. And it's going to be a fullback dive off the left side across the 15 and down to the 14-yard line. And carrying at that time is the fullback, Brett LaMancha. And that's a nice 7-yard blast, taking it just inside the 15, back into the Case IH red zone. Contact Fairbanks International in Hastings and Kearney for the very latest parts and service. Second and 4 at the 15. Ramsey, counter play. Krejci Smith hit the backfield. This time there's nowhere to go, and there the young man that got the penalty flag thrown on him steps up and makes the tackle behind the line of scrimmage, Troy Taylor. That'll be third down and 8.
That time Troy Taylor doing a good job getting his arms around, wrapping up, and just kind of throwing back for maybe a loss of, I want to say, 3, potentially lost 3 on that play. Good job by the York defense. Now another third down situation. We'll see what Scott tries to dial up here. Again, in clear field goal range here, we'll see what they try to do.
So now they'll go twins to the left, go with the I formation here. Isaiah Ramsey's still looking to complete a pass. He's going to roll out. Now quarterback draw. Now he's going to pull up, wants to throw. He's in a little bit of trouble, scrambling back to his right. There's a key missed tackle to the 15, to the 14. He's short of the first down, but what a scramble by Ramsey, who was looking down here in the corner of the end zone for his man, Zach Zeppelin. Good coverage by the York secondary, and now it's fourth down and short. Fourth at about 2.5. They can kick the field goal into the wind, or they can try to go for it here with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Scott Skyhawks up 7-0, and it looks like they're going to trot out the field goal unit here, Tyson, a 2-score advantage if you can kick a 31-yard field goal.
And the ball is lined up to be in a good situation here for your 31-yard field goal. Not off to a side of the hash. Here comes the kick.
Missed one earlier. Mm-hmm. This kick is on the way, and it is good. So with 8:45 to go here in the third quarter, a drive that was kept alive by a personal foul targeting penalty. A 31-yard field goal is good. They'll officially make it a 30-yarder. And with 8:45 to go in the third quarter, Omaha Scott 10. York nothing. The Dukes get the ball for the first time of the second half when we come back on ESPN Radio.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, and we are ready for the kickoff here. York's going to get a chance to field it at the 9-yard line, and they are going to give the end around to the 20, the 25, down the York sideline, 30, 35 with the football, Ryan Dolan. He's going to get into Scott territory at the 49-yard line. Usually they fake that end around, but that time able to get the job done.
Nice trickeration there for the York Dukes on that kickoff return, trying to do something that sparks the football team here, getting great field position now, moving it out across midfield. And again, for York, needs to be big offensively here. Try to find a way to just put some points up on the board and just kind of hold serve here with Omaha Scott, so to speak, Doug.
So, again, York, decent field position, turning it over 5 times in the first half, but now they're down 2 scores, 10-0. First and 10 at the Scutt 49-yard line out of the shotgun. And the quick out pass is going to be knocked away, getting in there and batting that football away and tending it for Ryan Dolan. And when you've thrown four picks, Lyndon Califf, got to be careful there. Scutt's right on top of it, showing some of the best quickness I'm sure he's seen out of the secondary all season long.
Yeah, the Duke fan base was calling for a pass interference call, but not the case there. Great defense there by Scutt to get in there, get the ball, and then get to your receiver.
Califf again, second down, fakes the short pass, wants to go deep. Now he's rolling out under a little bit of pressure, throws it out here. And Danielson, I think he makes a nice catch
nice
at the 42-yard line. Not enough for a first down. A gain of seven. That ball traveled a long way in the air, but Danielson's able to haul it in. It'll be third and three.
That's a credit to Danielson, the receiver on that play. He knows his quarterback's in trouble, trying to scramble around, trying to find an open man. Danielson, recognizing that, heads back down the sidelines and hauls in a nice pass play to at least make this third down a manageable situation for the Dukes.
Not only did York turn it over five times in the first half, they got stopped on fourth down twice,
yeah,
including a fourth and goal at the six. Now a little bit longer on the play clock. 5 seconds. They're still checking their armbands. Under center is Califf. 2 seconds. Takes the snap. Makes the handoff. Looking right all the way. Now under pressure. And he goes down. The second sack of the ball game here for Omaha Scutt. They better be careful. That was close to taunting. But coming through there and getting the sack is going to be Ryan Buda. Also had some help from Elliott back there.
There's a flag dug on that far side of the field.
And an illegal.
It's an illegal procedure before the snap.
I'm going to say illegal formation.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was the indication. And, of course, it will be declined. And so that brings up fourth down and long here, fourth and 10 at the 49. And York hasn't dropped back a punter yet, but I'm sure they will do that.
What we got here, Doug, they got shotgun formation. Now whistles blow again.
I think York coach Glenn Snodgrass thought they were replaying the down.
Surely this isn't go-for-it territory.
No, you would punt the football here. And they're just making sure, is it third or is it fourth? Lyndon Califf or Ty Danielson can punt the ball. And again, Califf lined up back there, maybe just pooch punting it. Scutt doesn't really send anybody back. They're lined up to go for it on fourth and 10. And there they go. There's the shift to the punt. That's all they're doing. Trying to see if maybe Scutt had left somebody uncovered. Three men to block for Califf. He'll stand at his 31 waiting for the snap. And here comes the rush. The kick is away. A line drive kick bounces on the stadium turf and will be rolling inside the 20. And stop at about the 18-yard line, a 31-yard punt, no return, and Scutt will take over first and 10 at the 19-yard line. 7:28 to go here in the third quarter. It's Scutt 10 and York nothing, and they finally had to punt the ball. New York's been turning it over and getting stopped on fourth down. It's more like a six-man game the way that they have gotten rid of the football here today without having to punt it, but there's the punt, and Scutt again starts inside their own 20.
Again, Scutt finding some offensive movement there, getting about 30 yards running the football. But remember, their big play last time came by way of a 15-yard personal foul. That gave them the first down, and then two big plays put Omaha Scutt in position there.
Television timeout here at Memorial Stadium will remind you that high school football brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park, and Webb Road in Grand Island, and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. A 1 yard touchdown run by Isaiah Ramsey with 9:57 to go in the second quarter and a 30-yard field goal by Mitch Swain on the opening possession of the second half. And that's how it is, 10-0 in favor of Omaha Scutt. Out of the wishbone, Ramsey throws it out here and is going to be complete for his first completion of the ball game. Breaking a tackle and getting out to the 29-yard line is Zach Zeppelin, who has two picks on defense of those five of the ball game. And the ball will be marked right on the 29. And let's see where they put it down at. Official waiting for the football. And this is right on the first down marker. They may have to bring the chains out. And they're holding the ball, and they will bring the chains out. This will be very, very close. Because the ball was spotted on the 19-yard line. and our first measurement of the contest.
Again, you mentioned Isaiah Ramsey's first completion there, getting the ball to Zach Zeppelin. Zach Zeppelin, one of the better athletes that we've seen here on the field with the way he's played defensively and offensively as well. They'll stretch the chains out here, Doug, and what do you see?
I think it's going to be so close. It's going to be an inch, and he'll probably have it. Let's find out. Yep, by the nose of the football, it is a first down here for Omaha Scott, and that'll move the chains for the Skyhawks, leading it by a score of 10-0. And just a whole different type of football game here. Scott doing all their damage until they're on the ground, and York doing all their damage and a lot of it to themselves through the air.
Again, if you're just joining us, five turnovers here in this football game has been the difference here in a 10-0 football game.
Hand off over the left side. LaMancha, the fullback, crashes across the 30 and works his way to the 32, to the 33-yard line. So, again, a nice carry on first down. They're solid, going about 4 yards every time on first down. The clock rolling along. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Doug Duda, Tyson Hvranek, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. 6:45 to go third quarter. The Class B state championship game. Omaha Scott 10 and York nothing. Out of the I formation with twins to the right side, Ramsey turns, pitches it to his I back over the left side, who drags a couple of Dukes with him across the 35 to the 36-yard line. They've been rotating the I backs, and that's Dooley this time with the carry. Dooley and Krejci Smith have been splitting time. Smith a few more carries in the football game. He has 11 carries for 66 yards. Dooley looks like that's just his third carry, but he's been in there on some pass routes. And it's third down and 3 for Omaha Scott at their own 36-yard line. Again, I formation with twins to the right side, and there's a heavy cadence, and it looks like York jumped. And we've got the flags on the field. Let's see if it is indeed offsides. York came across and acted like they knew they had bitten into the poison apple. And the white hat tells us that is going to be offsides on York, and that is the second third down conversion via penalty in this quarter for York.
And that's got to be driving Snodgrass crazy. You know, you had that that targeting, not targeting, but, you know, leading with the head penalty, and that this most recent drive that Omaha Scott had. Then you get drawn offsides here on a third down play. All you're doing is keeping them on the field and giving them another set of four downs by mental errors.
First and 10 off the right side. Good tackle made at the 44-yard line by York's Jonah Ott. And the carry that time again by Dooley for a gain of 3. I thought they were going to give him the 4 that time, Tyson, but they've been getting on first down. But it'll be second down and 7. York on defense. Scott has the ball at their own 44-yard line, leading it 10-0. Their second possession here of the half. They kick the 30-yard field goal to open the second half. Now they're going to go 3 wide and put Ramsey in that pistol formation with his running backs flanking him right and left. Fake the handoff. Here comes the pressure. They want to throw it, but it's going to be a sack, and dragging him down will be Marvin Lazo back at the 40-yard line. Good pressure coming up that time as they brought some extra folks in on the blitz, anticipating a lot of second down attempts. So I will say that I'm surprised at what Coach Terman and his staff is doing. A lot of passing plays on 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6.
Well, they're trying to, you know, kind of lull them with that rushing game that they've been putting together here and going for the pass play. That time, I think York caught on to maybe those second down passing attempts. Great time to dial up a blitz. That York defense needed a spark, and they got it right there.
Ty O'Brien out to the right in motion. 3rd down and 10. Back to pass over the middle of the football field. Man wide open at the 45. It's caught inside the 40 of York, and down to the 39-yard line is O'Brien, who we haven't even said his name yet this evening. And he'll make his first reception and another third down conversion now for Omaha Scott.
Good job by O'Brien there, finding some space for Omaha Scott. He just sneaks in between the corners. Corners maybe running, I think what they were running there was a cover 2 situation. He sneaks in there in the zone, makes a good reception there for Omaha Scott first down. They are now in York territory, Doug.
At the 39-yard line, I formation. Give it to the second back through, who gets tripped up after a short gain to the 38-yard line. Back in at the I back is Krejci Smith. It'll be 2nd down and 8 yards to go. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. 4 minutes to go here in quarter number three. It's 10-0 Omaha Scott. A lot of people will say York has played better football if it wasn't for all the turnovers, but a few of those picks have been great athletic plays by Scott, and they are managing the football game better. Counter play, Krejci Smith right side, runs into the defensive tackle who stands him up in Ronaldo Trevino and shoves him backwards after a short gain to the 36. Another two on the play. It's going to be third down and 6 yards to go.
This is going to be one of those third down situations where York really needs to dig deep. I mean, look at that play clock as it starts to wind down here in the third quarter, 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. York still yet to find the scoreboard. They need to keep Omaha Scott here. They need to keep this game from getting to maybe a three-possession football game. If Omaha Scott's able to find the end zone, needs to have a big stop here on third.
Third down and six at the 36-yard line, and there's movement, and that one's going to be on the offense. Quarterback Ramsey came out from center and didn't have the football.
If you're the only one that comes up out of center, offside is generally a call there.
So, five-yard backup. That'll make it third down and 11. York fans like that one. But you got to figure right now, though, even with the explosiveness of York, their inability to be on the board at this point in the football game, if it's 15 or 16 or 17 to nothing, I think Scott can start polishing the state championship trophy. But long way to go, 2:50 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Third and 11. Omaha Scott. Single man wide right and left. Fake the handoff. Ramsey under trouble, and he's sacked right away. Getting to him under pressure is John Fletcher, the second sack of the series. And Scott most likely going to have to bring out Mitch Swain to punt the ball away. It'll be fourth and 14 back at the 43.
And you mentioned York's inability to put points on the board, but let's not remember they haven't really shown an inability to move the football. They have been inside the 10-yard line two different times in this football game, and then those interceptions that have that really bit York here in this football game have occurred.
Here's the punt by Swain, low-line driver. Danielson takes it on the run, then drops it. The ball's loose, and it's still loose, and Scott says they have it inside the 20. Turnover number six. Danielson drops it for the second time tonight. It looked like Schultz was going to jump on it, but Omaha Scott has been credited with the fumble recovery, and coming up with the football is going to be John Heffron. York, as great as the season has been, is just not even going to be able to stand what has happened here tonight.
That's unfortunate the way that this game is unfolded here tonight. You hate to see this kind of situation where mistakes rule the day. You want to see a state championship game that comes down to that offensive and defensive performances, and so far just the inability to hang on to the football. Fumble there. You got to hold on to that pigskin.
First and 10 at the 18. Pitch play. Dooley starts right, tries to cut back, loses his balance, dives forward to the 15-yard line. That is a gain of three. Second and seven at the 15. Once again, Omaha Scott in our Case IH red zone. When you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Hastings or Kearney, part of the Titan Dealer Group. Ball spotted squarely on the 15 in the middle of the football field. Second down and seven for Omaha Scott. Krejci Smith, the eye back. They'll give it to the fullback. LaMasha breaks a tackle inside the 10, inside the 5, working inside the 2, and Danielson finally drags him down. It'll be first and goal. Scott at the York 2-yard line.
Doug, I think this just what we're seeing right now is a York defense that is deflated. They've made big stops on third down, but they've been on the field awfully an awful lot here. And we're starting to see that Omaha Scott, that three running back system, and then you get the fullback like LaMancha hitting you right in the mouth and getting those big, tough physical yards. York's just kind of worn down right now as they got the ball on the 2-yard line.
Let's see if Scott goes with a bootleg here with Ramsey, because York's about the spot where they need to sell out. First and goal at the 2. Scott up 10-0. Quarterback sneak, and Ramsey's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown. His second rushing touchdown of the night. And with 1:01 to go in the third quarter, Scott 16 and York nothing.
Ramsey finding the end zone there for the second time, and that time Alotta just picks the ball up on that 2-yard quarterback scramble. He finds the end zone, gets some green, his second rushing touchdown on the night, and he's had three to begin the game, so he's had that ability to tuck it in and run. As we said, the extra point is up, and it looks to be good, Doug.
And with 101 to go here in the third quarter of play, your score in the Class B State Championship, Omaha Scott 17. And York nothing. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by Channel Seated Hildreth. See Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Doug Duda, Tyson Hvranek, back with you here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And we're wishing we saw a football game that didn't have any turnovers so we knew what kind of teams that we had out here. I mean, I'm surprised Omaha Scott's not up 38-0 right now.
It's one of those things that, you know, as we mentioned it, six turnovers, and that's exactly the kind of way you felt so far watching this football game, is Omaha Scott does have that, five-possession lead at this point, but it's still only a three-possession football game, as York just cannot seem to find ways to get any drives going and get any points on the
high
board.
High short kick that'll be taken at the 10. They fake the end around this time. 15, seam, 20, 25, 30, 35, and drug down from behind at the 40-yard line is going to be Ryan Dolan, who had a good return earlier, and he was just about ready to house that one. He was drug down from behind. He had one man in front of him, the kicker, that he was going to shimmy by. And again, Scott makes the play every time. They may be giving up a ton of yards tonight, but they make the play. It's not even a ton of yards. 164 through the air and 4 on the ground. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Final minute of the third quarter. Caleb, it's going to be a draw and all over at that time. Scott dropping down. Evan Neville behind the line of scrimmage and coming in to make the tackle that time for the Skyhawks, Ryan Buda, as he blew up the right guard, drove him right back, and then came off of him to make the tackle on the draw.
Credit to Buda there to stay at home on that draw play. I like the idea to draw up a draw play like that when you've been passing so much, but a great job by the Skyhawk defense.
Second and 14, penalty flags. And with that loss on the play of 4 yards, York has now ran for 1 yard.
Wow.
1 yard, 14 carries, 1 yard. And now 5 more yards on the illegal procedure will make it second down and 19. And I guess if you're York, you're at the point now where you just say, all right, Lyndon Califf, you are my senior quarterback. I don't care that you have thrown 4 picks tonight. I don't care that we've had 6 turnovers. Let's get after it. Let's see if we can move the ball. Let's see if we can get into the end zone. This could be the final play of the third quarter. He's under center. It is a toss counter, and Neville loses more yards at the 30-yard line. It's like the Skyhawks know what York is going to run. It's going to be third and 20 when we start the fourth quarter of a Class B championship game that is just being dominated right now by Omaha Scott. The Skyhawks 17, the York Dukes nothing. You're listening to the State Football Championships here on ESPN Radio.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
We head to the fourth quarter, and you know, when York loses in the playoffs, it's usually not by a lot of points over their history. 6 points, 2 points, 3 points, 2 points, 7 points, 9 points, 3 points. Now, there was twice in 91 when they lost to the state champions in Cozad at 93 Elkhorn that they got blown out in the first round. But of all those playoff appearances, which number eight in total, this being their ninth, but eight of those, it's been a game in the fourth quarter. Will it be here? Third and 20 coming up for the York Dukes at their own 30-yard line. Caleb takes the snap, fakes the handoff under pressure. He's going to be grabbed around the shoulder pad and drugged down at the 20-yard line. Another sack. Coming through there again is Ryan Buda. And it's fourth down and 30, kicking into the wind from their own 20 for York. And just when you think it just can't get any worse for the Dukes, it somehow does, Tyson.
They just haven't had really in this entire second half, Doug, they haven't had any sort of positive thing go their way on the drive, now punting back from their own territory. Buda playing an excellent game here for the Skyhawks defense.
Here comes pressure. The ball booted away. It will be caught, fair caught, at the 48-yard line of York. And great field position for Omaha Scott.
Well, and you talked a little bit earlier in the third quarter that Omaha Scott was just making the simple plays. You know, take a punt, for example, Doug, a simple play, right? You make the fair catch, make the catch, and you get your offense onto the field. Well, York has struggled with that department as well, where they've had two drops there. Wide receiver there, excuse me if I find his name here, Danielson has had two that have fallen out, and including one for a turnover that put Scott in their last great field position for the score.
First and 10 at the 48, toss sweep right side, trying to get to the outside, hitting the seam inside the 45 and brought down at the 42-yard line will be Krejci Smith. Scott has not had to drive the distance of the field to put any points up tonight. They've had maybe two good drives, and neither one of those ended up with any significant points. They had the field goal to start the third quarter, right, but the other two touchdowns directly off turnovers from York.
And they've came at a time where they got the football in great position, not only great position, but got the ball in the red zone once on that punt and then once again on that reception return at the end of the first half.
Second down, counter play, Dooley around the left side, looking for some running room, lowers the shoulder, and he'll be brought down at the 39-yard line after a nice gain on the play of three to bring up third down and short.
I mean, Doug, as we kind of talked about, the York defense has played a good football game here. You take away a couple of the mental errors, a couple of the penalties on third down situations where they could have gotten the football back. You take away some of the bad field position, and we've got a completely different football game here. But again, Omaha Scott currently shutting out the York Dukes 17-0 with 10 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter.
Both touchdown drives by Scott. 18 yards. Third down and one. Omaha Scott trying to draw York off sides. Long cadence. Ramsey turns, hands it to Lamasha, his fullback. They're trying to strip the ball, and that gives him a couple of extra yards. Inside the 35 to the 34, a gain of five and a first down and 10 for Omaha Scott, leading it 17-0 with 9:49 to go in the ball game.
And Omaha Scott right now with that rushing game just continuing to power ahead, try to wear down York's defense a little bit. Nice play by Lamacha to get through there, keep those legs turning, get that first down, and give the Skyhawks four more downs here to work with. And more importantly, Doug, at this point, if you're trying to win that Class B state championship, keep that clock ticking.
Ramsey's lined up in the pistol, but there's no way Scott's going to throw this football, is there? Well, I don't know nothing. Rolling to his left. Ramsey hit and brought down by his head, waiting for a possible flag. No, sack. Back at the 38-yard line as Ramsey ducked as Corey. Now, they said Corey Schaaf. I don't think so. Let's double check.
Jonah
27.
Ott. Yeah.
27. Jonah Ott comes in there. And that's what York needs, that blindside hit to jar the ball loose. I cannot believe Scott even considers throwing the football up 17 with 9 minutes to go in a state championship game. They have not been successful throwing the football here today. It's second down and 13. And a counterplay off the left side. There's Krejci Smith, big hole, 35-30, and rumbles down to the 27-yard line.
Of course, getting in more on the Scott play calling. We have actually a York. No, that's a Scott player down here. I can't get the number, Doug, but an Omaha Skyhawk is down on the field. On his back, holding his knee, it looks like.
And that is guard Nick Peterson, 6'2", 235-pounder. A gain on the play of about 10. It's going to be third down and 3 for Omaha Scott at the York 28-yard line. Injury timeout with 8:33 to go in the Class B championship. It's Scott 17 and York nothing. We'll be back with more state football action on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school football action. The Class B state championship. Another third down for Omaha Scott, but they keep converting. Third and 3 at the York 28-yard line. Out of the I formation, Ramsey calls the cadence, and the right side of the line moves. And you know what? Right there, you've got a new guy coming in because of the injury, and he jumps, and so you got a 5-yard penalty, makes it third down and 8. Because I think if you're Scott, if you don't try the field goal, you might go for it on fourth down. Now it's a little bit different scenario.
Right.
So big penalty here, pushing the ball back to the 32, probably takes you out of any field goal range if you don't get another yard, and probably doesn't really allow you to go for it on fourth down. But again, you've got to expect Scott to keep the ball on the ground here. Third and 8, Ramsey. Toss play, right side, looking to get outside Dooley to the sideline. Tripped up, good open field tackle out here at the 29-yard line. And I'll tell you what, J.J. Schultz has been all over the place tonight, and he made the tackle. And it's going to be fourth down and 5, and decision time here for Scott, but not before they let at least 20 more seconds run off the clock here. Under 8 minutes to go, 17 to nothing. Scott, they're at the 29-yard line. I think you got to go for it here if you're Omaha Scott. They've got all 3 timeouts, and it looks like Coach Matt Terman is going to wait for the clock to run down and then call a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. For a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance, Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 7:34 to go in the game. Omaha Scott 17, York nothing. Fourth and 5 for Scott when we come back.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
State football playoffs and the state playoffs throughout the year on PlatteRiverPreps.com and all of our network of stations, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Doug Duda, Tyson Avronic back with you here in the Memorial Stadium press box, high atop Memorial Stadium, our Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. 7:34 to go in what can only be described as a strange state championship game, no matter what class it is in. York has turned the ball over 6 times and still has been in this game, but now running out of time. Scott 17, York nothing, and Scott has it 4th and 5 at the York 29-yard line. Looks like they are going to go with a pistol formation here for their quarterback Ramsey, and Dooley is in the backfield with 4 wideouts, twins right, twins left. Ramsey, 3-step drop, looks for the quick pass, covered, comes back to the other side, complete to O'Neal. Then he goes back behind the first down marker and drives himself forward far enough to get the first down. Barely, it looks like. He caught it and then stepped back where he wouldn't have had it, and they will lay it down. He's going to have it inside the 29. He needed to get to the 29. He gets to the 28-and-a-half-yard line, and
That's the way the night's been going for York.
Yeah, and York starting to run out of options here. That would have been a big stop for them, at least in terms of, you know, just getting your offense back onto the field and trying to create some scoring plays, dial some scoring plays in here for York. Now the clock going to continue to run here for Omaha Scud as they get closer and closer to winning this Class B state title.
Well, after an 0-for-5 start, I believe Mr. Ramsey's 3-for-3 at the quarterback position. Ramsey turns, pitch play out there to Krejci Smith, pressure in the backfield. He's going to be tripped up and lose yardage back to the 28-yard line. Getting to him first, John Fletcher. J.J. Schultz is over there to help finish him off, and that'll be a loss on the play of 5, second down and 15. But if I'm Omaha Scott right now, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm going to run 4 plays. I'm going to run as much clock as I can. If I score, yay. If not, I think my defense is good enough to keep you from scoring 3 touchdowns with less than 5 minutes to go.
And right now, that's the game they're playing. They're taking down as much time off that clock as possible, just trying to grind out this Class B state championship.
Trips to the right side. LaMosha, the only man in the backfield, trying to find some room by opening up the middle. He'll crash off the left end to the 24-yard line and get back what they lost on the previous play. It'll be third down, and officially they're going to call it 11 yards to go with 6:10 and counting to go. And they're not really hustling to spot that ball. If I'm York coach Glenn Snodgrass, I'm saying get the lead out and get the ball spotted here. This is a state championship game. But York has put themselves in this position. 6 turnovers, 2 turnovers by Omaha Scott, and they were early on in this football contest. 3rd and 11, ball at the 24-yard line of York. Back to the I formation with twins to the short side left. Ramsey hands it to Krejci Smith and then takes it back. Naked bootleg right side, has running room, 25-20. First down, 15-10. Follows a great downfield block to make it first down and goal. And what a job clearing the way out here is Ryan Buda, whose name we've mentioned offensively and defensively here in the second half, and that is just a killer. We mentioned that earlier in the half, that naked bootleg might be there because they're selling out up the middle, and they come back to it here late in the ballgame.
And they dial it up, and he does a great job getting that first down. The only thing that I would say on that first down run there is, you know, once you got the first down secured, slide down, keep the clock moving here, but he does step out of bounds, and we've got 10 seconds left on the play clock here.
First and goal at the 7. Turn, counter play. Krejci Smith off the left side gets to the 5, drags York Dukes to the 4. Ronaldo Trevino again on the pile. Also John Fletcher. And right now, York's only chance is to punch the football loose.
Right.
It's 2nd and goal at the 4, back in the Case IH red zone here. For Omaha Scott, leading it 17-0, and right now 5 minutes exactly away from their 2nd state championship in school history. They won in 05 and were the runner-up in 09. Twins to the left out of the I formation. Ramsey takes it, going to give it to his fullback, LaMacha, who goes into the end zone, standing up to clinch the state title, it would appear, for Omaha Scott with 4:47 to go. It's 23-0.
That will apparently start to salt this one away for Omaha Scott. Nice run straight up the gut for LaMacha. He was the leading rusher heading into this football game. They give it to him in the goal line when they need those 4 yards for a touchdown. He finds his way into the end zone. Scott goes
and
up.
And the extra point kick's going to be blocked. J.J. Schultz comes through there. Great anticipation. Blocks the kick. Scott hustles out there. They try to get that extra point kick off before anybody can get into the ball game. But the kick is no good. It's still a 3-possession game, but when you got 0 on the scoreboard, it's hard to fathom that York could make the miracle happen. 4:47 to go in the game. It's Scott 23, York nothing on ESPN Radio.
Hit the road with a 4-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Well, we've seen the potential out there, Tyson, but the backs are so much against the wall here for York. But haven't they been all year?
Yeah, and you mentioned York's incredible comeback in that last round of the playoffs. What do they have here? I mean, what can we see in the last 4 minutes and 47 seconds? It's time to put all of the pride into this football game and see what we can't come up with for a comeback.
The kick taken at the 4, and it looks like they're going to go to Dolan, 15, on the end around, and he got tripped up. Good open field tackle at the 18-yard line that time. And making the tackle, he wears number 1 on his jersey. That's Jarrett Daywood, just a sophomore, 130 pounds, but a speedster. Got down there. They've made sure that Dolan basically has had the ball in his hands on all these kick returns. But this is about the worst starting field position York's had all night at their own 18.
And, Doug, as you were saying a little bit earlier, this is the situation where you just give the ball to your player, Lynn Califf, and just let him throw the football around and try to bring York back into this football game, or at least maybe a moral victory, try to get one on in the scoreboard or in the end zone.
Yeah, end this on a positive note for your football team. Califf taking a long time looking at the play on his armband, takes the snap, stands in the pocket, slap pattern and unloading, and we're going to get another targeting flag. Incomplete, just rocking the world of Hayden Robb, and the umpire or the back judge says no. I'm throwing at leading with the helmet, and we've also got a York Duke down on the play, and that is going to be Robb tried to get up and get back to the sideline, and he's not sure if he's walking to York or Omaha or the locker room or Stewart or Hemingford or where he's going right now. He just got unloaded on.
Just lit up, and that's why that targeting rule is in effect, and especially here at the high school level, Doug, where you got to be so protective of their potential football careers as they move forward. And that's going to be a big personal foul there for Omaha Scott. Blow to the head.
Waiting for the official discussion here. Again, the white hat has yet to inform us. But I think that's going to be the end of the night here for Hayden Robb, the senior running back. Blow to the head. 15-yard penalty. Moves the ball from the 18 out to the 33-yard line. First down for York. Trailing 23-0 with 4:37 to go in the football game. And boy, Scott's booing, but, you know, I'm not sure why.
It's in the rule book.
Yeah, was definite helmet to helmet. Yeah. First and 10, fake the pitch right, rolling right. Is Califf, looks, throwing it as far as he can. Fly pattern one-on-one. Danielson goes up and really just tries to knock it away. He's been frustrated by Zach Zeppelin all night. Zeppelin was with him step for step, stride for stride, down the right sideline. But you got to take a shot. Danielson can run farther than that ball can fly right now, especially with York going into the wind.
You mentioned frustrated by Zeppelin. Zeppelin's also frustrated. Califf, with two knockdowns, two interceptions, and he's even had two tackles for losses when he comes on that corner blitz.
This was the second worst starting field position of the night for York. A little motion here with Califf was lined up in a slot. Now he comes back to take the shotgun snap, throw it out here, and it is going to be a little underthrown and incomplete, trying to get it to Ryan Dolan again at the 40-yard line. And now
more flags come in.
We've got another penalty flag in the middle of the field. And we've got an Omaha Scott defender that is down.
Flag in the middle of the field, I think, was the result of some extracurricular activity that was going on there after the play between the one of the defensive linemen and the nose guard there for York. One of the linebackers coming in and peeling him off of that pile.
And the penalty is on York. So the 15 yards that they just got on the targeting, or helmet to helmet, as it is here in high school, is taken back on a personal foul, and that's going to line up third and 25. And if York doesn't watch out, I think they're going to end up with negative yardage here in the second half of play. They're going to be all the way back to the 18 and getting up off the turf there after getting his bell rung a little bit is going to be John Plants, who has one of the 5 interceptions tonight.
I mean, and listen, Doug, this is one of those situations where, from York perspective, listen, I know you're frustrated. You've had a rough night here on what, you know, a Class B state championship. Certainly the bus ride over here had much bigger dreams of what was going to transpire here in Lincoln, but those turnovers have caused a different story. But now is not the time to take out those frustrations.
Third and 25, ball back at the 18-yard line as they check the play call here. And Lyndon Califf out of the shotgun with the clock winding. Finally gets that snap, takes a seven-step drop, throws it as far as he can into double coverage. They're looking for an interference. And how about the third pick of the night for Zach Zeppelin? Down the left sideline, 40, 30, 20, 10, touchdown Omaha Scott. 29-0, Zach Zeppelin on a 44-yard pick six to put the ribbon on the Christmas present. That will be a state championship trophy for Omaha Scott.
What a way for Zach Zeppelin to end his night by getting that interception. And then as he's done, and as we've seen, his athletic ability, the ability to create space and cap this one off for Omaha Scott.
And the extra point. Looks like they're short of a man out there for Scott. Probably the guy that got injured is over on the sideline. They need somebody to just go stand on the end right here. While Mitch Swain gets ready to attempt the extra point. Last one was blocked by Schultz from the end. Here's the snap, a little low. The handle is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. With 3:58 to go in the Class B championship, it's turned into a blowout. Omaha Scott 30, York nothing, and we'll be right back.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Well, what a great football game for Zach Zeppelin tonight. He has been the story.
Three interceptions for Zach Zeppelin. As we mentioned, two passes knocked down. He's had two tackles for loss. And on that last interception, Doug, he returns that to the house for a touchdown. Makes it 30-0 for Omaha Scott as they lead the York Dukes, who have still yet to find the end zone here in this football game.
The seventh turnover of the game. Well, kick is away by Swain. It'll be taken at the 5-yard line. And Dolan will keep it on the fake end around. Got some blocking, 15-20, but then runs right up the back of one of his blockers and will be brought down short of the 20-yard line. And in on the tackle that time. I think might have been Dolan. So Dolan was the guy carrying the football. And the tackle, I believe, might have been Dooley out there. Interesting to see. I suppose at some point here, if you're Coach Snodgrass, you've sent your starters out here for one more snap. Might be time to take them off, let the other kids get into the ball game here. They've taken their lumps, and here is a draw play. 20, 25, 30, 35. Carrying the football is Evan Neville as they're lined up against the pass. And a nice carry out to the 36-yard line. A gain of 17 for Neville, and what that will do, it will get York into the positive column for rushing. They were negative 11 before that run.
You know, and then that's so surprising for a team that has rushed for 2,268 yards on the season to have been a negative rushing yards through that point, Doug.
Well, Scott did what they needed to do. And back to pass, Califf rolls right, stops, throws back across the middle of the football field, overshoots Danielson at the 45-yard line, stopping the clock with 3:31 to go. So today, Omaha Scott, Exeter Milligan, Fall City Sacred Heart, state champions. Tomorrow, 10:15, Cozad at Ashland Greenwood in C1. At 2:45, Donovan Trumbull and David City Aquinas in C2. And then West Side and North tomorrow night in the Class A final at 7:15. Califf back to pass, wants to set up the screen. It is complete out here to Neville. Makes one man miss, 35, 40, scampers through another tackle, 45, and he's got the first down on second effort to the 46-yard line. Converting on second down and 10. Well, I thought he had the first down. They have not blown the clock dead yet. Still looking, and the clock's still running. Finally, they blow the clock dead because I think they're going to have to bring the chains over at the 44-yard line of York. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll run down the final stats of our Class B championship game, give you a recap of what happened tonight, but all you need to know is York has 7 turnovers, and eventually Omaha Scott started putting points up on them. They had 5 turnovers in the first half, folks, and it was only 7-0.
Yeah, and find it funny that we're looking at Lyndon Califf on this season. Lyndon Califf coming into this football game, Doug, had only thrown 7 interceptions on the season, and he has thrown 5 tonight. Very uncharacteristic performance for the York Duke offense. And it feels to me like we haven't really yet seen York come out of the tunnel here. We're kind of still waiting to see what this game could have been. But, you know, you take it as 7 turnovers, and boy, I mean, that has really been the story here tonight in Lincoln.
Omaha Scott beat McCook 6-0 in 2005, and in 2009 they lost to the Aurora Huskies 34-21. They're going to win the ball game tonight, 1st and 10 after they stretch the chains. And 3 minutes to go in the ball game. York has a fresh set of downs, fake the pitch, throw the wide receiver screen out here. Beautiful catch by Ryan Dolan, heads up the right sideline for another Duke first down as he is knocked down at the 39-yard line. We've seen a couple of nice catches tonight by York, but just not any of them that have crossed the goal line. 30-0, Omaha Scott. And what has turned out to be a normal time ball game here tonight. Seems like it's moving along, but a lot of incomplete passes. Is back to pass again. Is Califf. He's firing it to the end zone for Danielson. Jump ball, and again the ball is deflected and incomplete. They are bound and determined that they're going to get one over there. And Danielson, every one of them on the fly pattern has been just a little bit underthrown. They picked a couple, then Danielson has kind of figured it out, and he's knocked a couple loose.
Yeah, and remember earlier on in the football game, Danielson actually came back on one of those underthrown footballs and made a nice reception on the play. But as you mentioned, just it seems like Califf is just a little bit underthrowing his receivers. He's just a little bit off. He's just not having that Lyndon Califf typical game that we've seen so far this season.
That was John Plants on the coverage instead of the man with 3 picks in Zeppelin. And now they throw over here to Dolan, and they overshoot him at the 30-yard line. And it's going to be 3rd down and 10, York. They just want to get on the scoreboard right now. And Glenn Snodgrass has been on the wrong side of a couple of blowouts here in the state finals when his Overton teams were taking on Howells Dodge, but eventually did get them a state championship. And you got to figure York is definitely in the right direction. And with Aurora maybe just a tick down, Beatrice maybe just a tick down, even though that's their only loss, McCook maybe just a tick down, maybe York's that next team that will take over the outstate role of powerhouse. Back to pass again is Califf, has a little time, now rolls to the right, stops, throws it down the sideline, come back, and it goes through the hands of his intended receiver, J.J. Schultz, at the 15-yard line, who had worked himself free, and now it's 4th down and 10, and Califf could have taken off and run, but he saw that he had a man, so he chucked it down the field 25 yards, just couldn't come up with it, and this could be the final offensive play of the year for York if they don't convert a first down. In there at the back is Jonathan Ott. He was replacing Hayden Robb. Here's a little flare out here through the hands of Ryan Dolan, which would have been short of the first down by about a yard anyway. And so taking over on downs will be Omaha Scott with 2:18 to go in the football game and a 30-0 lead over York, set to capture the Class B championship. And it looks like Omaha Scott is running out some new kids out there. You've got Sean McCormick. You've got Nate Purcell. And I think all Matt Terman wants to do right now is watch that clock run. Just snap it and turn around and hand it off to a new kid. And on 1st down and 10, Scott pitch play right side, almost fumbling the football and just falling down to make sure that he doesn't fumble the football. Is going to be number 28, Hunter Smith. The new quarterback is number 4, Paul Seaman. Seaman in there. No, it is Seaman, excuse me. Paul Seaman in there. And no gain on the play, but we had a penalty flag. Of course we did.
Some extracurricular activity there. Again, York very frustrated here on the evening. It's been a frustrating evening. This one's going to go for 15 yards. First, some pushing and shoving that happened after the play there.
And the Scott fans continuing to celebrate. I think they got Coach Terman with the Gatorade. And that always brings the crowd out as the starters are now over here at the fence congratulating their fans and celebrating with them with 2 minutes and counting to go in the football game. See when the quarterback turns. He's going to keep it himself, just roll to the right, get hit forward. It gets to about the 40-yard line as Jonathan Ott makes the tackle. And, again, you feel good for Omaha Scutt. They came in and took care of business, and they really played better as this game moved along tonight here, Tyson. Doug Duda, Tyson Avronic with you on ESPN Radio, 30-0 Scutt. And you felt that with a 7-0 game going into the halftime locker room, York was going to be able to come out and do something in the second half, and they just didn't. In fact, they were negative yardage for a long, long time here in the second half.
Well, it just seemed like Omaha Scutt had an answer for everything that York was trying to do offensively.
Hand off over the left side for the fullback, Shane Miller. He'll get inside the 40 to the 38-yard line, and that'll bring up third down at about a yard with 1 minute to go here in the state championship. Omaha Scutt just waiting to officially celebrate here as they scored a field goal and a touchdown in the third quarter and two touchdowns here in the fourth quarter. But it was still 10-0 with about 4 minutes. That 17-0 was with 1:01 to go in the third quarter. On third down and one, pitch play to the right side. Ball comes squirting loose. It's loose on the turf. Picked up by York and down the left sideline. The Dukes are going to have a chance to get on the scoreboard. One man to get the tackle, and the tackle is made, and the helmet comes off of the backup quarterback, Paul Seaman, after the fumble recovery and return by Jonathan Ott. And I'll tell you what, the Scutt guys are going to go crazy over their quarterback making that tackle and preserving the shutout with 23 seconds to go.
And that's, for those seniors that are out for that played so hard for this defense that put them in position to get that shutout, to have your backup quarterback know the situation and what you've worked for here in this state championship game, to make a play like that when the game is in hand, boy, they're going to get on his back if he is to take this Scutt team over next season.
And the York fans still rooting for their kids. Coach Snodgrass is going to put his starters out there. He wants to get on the board. Califf is just going to turn and hand it off. So that's what he's going to do. He doesn't necessarily want to get on the board. He's going to take the classy move, hand it off. Now he's going to call timeout and bring his backups in so that the starters who have had one of the best seasons in York Duke history, in fact, you can say maybe the best season in York Duke history because it's the first time they've ever made the state final. They'll end the year at 11-2. And the fans, I think, just starting to realize what's going on over here with the starters coming out of the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Backup quarterback is Nick Pettigrove here for the Dukes. Also in there, Jackson Coffin. And Evan Ronnie, it looks like. 17 seconds to go. Hand off on the right side goes to Jackson Coffin. He'll get his name in the state championship books at the 19-yard line. York's going to call another timeout here with 9 seconds to go. And I don't know if they're going to send in a whole set of fresh faces or give them one more snap. Coming up, the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. We'll run down the final stats with Tyson Hronik and then set you up for tomorrow. So we've seen it all today. A close game down to the wire, a blowout, and then a game that was close for a long time. It ends up being a 30-0 win here, it looks like, for the Skyhawks in a game that features 9, now make it 10 total turnovers, 7 for York, 3 for Scutt.
Yeah, certainly with the 10 turnovers in this football game, that was the unexpected twist that we were not expecting to see here today. Again, the take away the turnovers, you really wonder, that's what you find yourself doing here in this situation, is what game could this have been? And that's one that we'll be asking ourselves as the York Dukes are heading back home.
3rd and 9 at the Scutt 20. Pettigrove, the quarterback, back to pass, throws it into the corner of the end zone. The ball's going to be deflected away. And there's still 4 seconds left. Trying to get the ball downfield to Mitch Friesen. Omaha Scutt officially with the Gatorade bath on Coach Matt Turman, who was on this field quite a bit, just didn't get to play on it very much.
Old Terminator.
Well, still a special place in Nebraska football history for Matt Turman. He's got a ring, boys. That's all that matters. He's got a ring. Final play of the football game, barring something crazy. Fourth down and 9 for York at the 20-yard line of Omaha Scutt. Quarterback is Nick Pettigrove with 4 seconds to go. He'll take the snap. He'll roll to his right. He'll run the football. He'll be brought down at the 15-yard line, and that's it. The 2013 Class B State Football Champions are the Skyhawks of Omaha Scutt with a 30-0 victory over the York Dukes. We will take a timeout and be back with the Bisco Sports postgame show after this from Memorial Stadium on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Steph Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. The only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. The traditional ceremony of the handshake. A hard-fought football game. But Omaha Scutt just had too many gifts given to them tonight by York. 7 York turnovers, 30-0 in a game that was 7-0 at the half. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, see them before the games begin and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. The winter sports season is here. Make sure you're ready to go with all the gear from Misco Sports. Remember, Misco's travels the state, making sure our athletes and schools have the best gear possible. Misco Sports, final score, 30-0 in favor of Omaha Scutt. Monday Night Football, mid-third, San Francisco leads Washington 17-6. I think we'll be able to bring you the conclusion of that game here momentarily. But Tyson Avronik, a chance to run down a look at this evening's stats. Tyson?
Well, let's talk about those stats, Doug. For Omaha Scutt, a team that was really struggling to get the ball, only 61 yards after the end of the first half, really got things going, started to cash in on those York turnovers. First of all, rushing the football, ends up the day Omaha Scutt does with 182 yards on the ground, most of that coming from Krejci Smith, their running back. Krejci Smith having a good day. Dakota Krejci Smith finishes with 71 yards on the day. Brett LaMancha, he finishes with 40 yards and a touchdown on 10 carries. Isaiah Ramsey, he finishes with 25 yards, and the third head for that three-headed monster, Joseph Dooley, he ends up with 9 attempts for 36 yards. By the way, Isaiah Ramsey, the quarterback, has 2 touchdowns on the ground here for the Omaha Scutt Skyhawks. Through the air, Isaiah Ramsey went 3 of 8 after starting 0 for 5, as you mentioned, completed 3 of his last 3 passes for 37 yards, only finishing the day with that 1 interception that he had in the first half. So totaling up those numbers, that puts rushing yards for Omaha Scutt at 182, 37 through the air. That's a total of 219 for York. Just the inability to really get anything going in the on the offensive side of the football. Lyndon Califf, he finishes the day with 189 yards through the air on 32 passing attempts. Of course, the big number, 5 interceptions for Lyndon Califf. On the ground, it was Evan Neville trying to establish some run game, but he was unable to get past that 3 yards per carry number, finishing at just over 2 yards per carry, 2.5 yards a carry, 32 yards on the ground for Neville, leading the York Dukes for receiving. That was Ryan Dolan. He had 4 receptions for 54 yards. J.J. Schultz had 2 receptions for 54 yards. Evan Neville had two receptions for 41 yards, and Rob Hayden, Hayden Robb, had two receptions for 19 yards there for the Dukes. Once again, the Dukes unable to find the end zone. 6 yards are all that they were able to get running, rushing the football. Six positive yards. York finishes with 189 yards through the air. That gives them a total of 195. Of course, the big numbers, we mentioned the turnover battle. York had 7 turnovers in this football game to Omaha Scuts 3. You take away those turnovers, and what a different game this could have been. Time of possession battle, based on those 7 turnovers, Omaha Scuts keeps the football for 29 minutes and 50 seconds, and able to convert down nicely on third as well, as they convert 6 times on third down. And the York Dukes were able to, after the York started the game with 3 for 3 on the third down conversions, really, again, Doug unable to get anything going in that second half, ends the day 4 for 10 on third down tries. So, again, the turnovers, you wonder what if, but Omaha Scott, I think in that second half, as we saw, was starting to able to cash in, take advantage of those York turnovers, and that's why they are the Class B state champions.
Well, and if I've got this right, York had a total of 27 yards in the second half here tonight, and there was nothing there. Scott got even better in the second half, and gets credit to Coach Terman and the crew. Hey, we've had all this opportunity to be way up in this game, and it's only 7-0. Let's go out there and lay the hammer down, as Lennon Kaloff receives his medal here at Memorial Stadium. And Coach Snodgrass, he'll know what to say. He's been in this situation. This will be the third time he's been a state runner-up coach. He also has a state championship, and he'll know what to say to these kids. What he's done at York, if he's not the high school football coach of the year, then you got to show me who is, because what he's done at York is just astounding. And, of course, I say that because he's my friend and because I know him and I've known him for over 20-some years, but there's a lot of guys like that at this age of my career, Tyson, that I've known for a long time or I've seen play and now are coaching. But what Coach Snodgrass has done to York, one of the doormats in high school football, for whatever reason, I'm not trying to put them down. It's just they lost 20 in a row, and even when they won a couple games during the 2000s, there wasn't a whole lot there to write home about. And to win a playoff game last year as the 16 seed and then make it to the state finals this year, every coach in the state wishes that they had a story like that. Scoring tonight, the only scoring in the first quarter there was none tonight. Then a 1-yard run by Isaiah Ramsey after John Fletcher intercept, or Zach Zeppelin intercepted the halfback pass that led to the first score. Mitch Swain kicks 7-0 with 9:57 to go in the second quarter. They also missed a field goal in the first half, but it was 7-0 at the half. And then a 30-yard field goal by Mitch Swain capped the best drive of the night for Omaha Scott, made it 10-0 with 8:45 to go in the third quarter of play. But then after a fumble on a punt return that was covered at the 18-yard line, the 18-yard drive capped off by quarterback Isaiah Ramsey's second touchdown run from 2 yards out, 1:01 to go in the third, 17-0. Still, with everything that's happened, manageable. But after a 4th-and-30 to start the fourth quarter, York never really moved the ball again. A 5-yard touchdown run by Brett LaMancha and a 41-yard interception return by Zach Zeppelin, his third pick of the night, he took to the house, and that made it 30-0, your final score here tonight. We'll wrap things up from Memorial Stadium right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Don't forget, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll have photos of the state championship games. The podcasts are up as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And, of course, you can hear tomorrow's three games starting at 10:15 kickoff. We'll sign on the air just before 10 as Cozad plays Ashland Greenwood in Class C1. Ashland Greenwood keeps coming back and coming back. Cozad is 12-0 in their first state final since 1991, led by Jake Paulson with over 2,300 yards. Then you've got Jordan Slough. He's 31 yards away from his second consecutive 2,000-yard rushing season as Donovan Trumbull will play the two-time defending C2 state champions in Aquinas at 2:45. And in Class A, you've got Christian Hagen, who has thrown for just under 2,000 yards for Omaha Westside against Calvin Strong from Omaha North, who with a good game tomorrow, or for him, an average game, could go over 3,000 yards rushing. He
wow.
needs 209 yards tomorrow night in the 7:15 contest. And again today, Tyson, you've seen all three. Hemingford falls in the opener to Exeter Milligan. They were up 18-0. Exeter Milligan gets the final 20 points. They win it 20-18. Stewart scores first. They get blown out 63-14 by Falls City Sacred Heart. York should have scored first tonight, but they didn't. They're down 7-0 at the half, and Omaha Scott just piles it on and takes care of business 30-0.
Certainly, as we've seen today, it doesn't always draw up as you draw things up, as you envision things on the bus ride. So three very different games in terms of how they came out. You mentioned the Exeter-Milligan game. What a fantastic finish that football had. That was a really kind of a never-say-die attitude for Exeter-Milligan as they fought back and were able to turn that 18-point deficit around, pick up the state championship there for the Timberwolves. Of course, Falls City Sacred Heart, they're coming back, winning a state championship for the first time since 1994 when they had their win on their miraculous six-peat for the D2 state champions. And so for Falls City Sacred Heart, maybe a return to greatness over there in Class D2, whether that comes true or not, yet to see. And, of course, here in what we just saw in Class B, Omaha Scott knocking off York and ending what was a very fun Cinderella story to watch the last couple of years here as the York Dukes make a return to Memorial Stadium.
That's our Buffalo County Farm Bureau wrap-up, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau and Kearney. Did you know they can wrap up all of your insurance from life, home, auto, and business under one policy, saving you money and giving you peace of mind, knowing that what you work and play hard for is taken care of? Call today for a free quote. Let's turn it over to public address announcer Rich Broderson as they get ready to award the state runner-up trophy to the York Dukes, their first ever state football trophy.
Now, here is the 2013 Class B Runner-up Trophy.
It hurts today, but what a season it was for York. Well, that's going to wrap things up here. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, see you before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We're back on the air tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on ESPN at 2:10 tomorrow. Classic Hits 98.9 at ESPN Radio for the C2 game, and then ESPN in Class A tomorrow night. Tyson, we'll see you then.
Talk to you tomorrow, Doug.
For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and for Tyson Hevronic, I'm Doug Duda. Monday Night Football will bring you the end of the game coming up in just a moment here on ESPN Radio. The final score in Class B, Omaha Scott 30, York nothing.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Your water tastes horrible, or it smells like rotten eggs or chlorine and makes your skin itch. Or maybe it leaves rusty stains and hard water deposits and ruins your appliances. Well, the clean water experts at Easy Water want to let you know that it doesn't have to be this way. We'd like to send you a guide that explains the most common water contaminants that can plague your home and health and how to get rid of them with no chemicals, no salt, and very little maintenance. Call Easy Water for your free contaminant guide. We'll give you a customized, no-obligation quote. With Easy Water, you can have clear, fresh, great-tasting water. That's the way it's supposed to be. Call Easy Water now for your free contaminant guide and no-obligation quote. 800-881-1672, 800-881-1672, 800-881-1672, 800-881-1672.
Do you suffer from aches and pains, heartburn, or acid reflux? Are you looking to lose weight? Listen to this.
This is Mark Sintek from Ord, Nebraska. On the Yoli Better Body System, in just a few short weeks, I have lost my back pain, my shoulder pain, and my arthritis. I used to not to be able to stand up for 20 or 30 minutes, and then my back would start aching and I'd have to sit down. Now, on several occasions, I have stood for 2, 3, 4 hours with no back pain. I couldn't walk 3 laps around the track and my back would ache. Now I can walk 2 to 3 miles. My triglycerides went from 431 to an even 100. I sleep at least 8 to 9 hours per night. And oh, by the way, I've also lost 32 pounds. I'm able to keep the weight off without feeling hungry. Yoli, the Better Body System with the amazing Alkaleek product, gets rid of the acidity in your body from the foods that we eat